Hi, this is Tom Hartman. This feature and many others are brought to you as a free service of WhiteRoseSociety.org. White Rose Society, the Internet's number one archive of liberal and progressive political talk radio, is largely listener-supported. So if you appreciate this program, please visit WhiteRoseSociety.org and do your part to keep my voice and the voices of other liberal and progressive political talk show hosts on the air. In addition to this free podcast of the Tom Hartman Program, a commercial-free podcast and access to hundreds of archived editions of my show is available by affordable subscription at WhiteRoseSociety.org. Thank you for your support.
Medics in case of any kind of emergency. To find out if your home is at risk, call 623-205-8003. That's 623-205-8003 or log on to ProtectYourWorldAlarms.com. Your home is not just a house, it's your whole world. Log on to ProtectYourWorldAlarms.com or call 623-205-8003.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. A day after becoming the first black American to secure the presidential nomination of a major party, Barack Obama went before an American Jewish lobbying group to assure them he will fight to protect Israel's security if he's elected president. Obama also responded to critics who point to his earlier stand that he would negotiate without conditions with countries like Iran.
Contrary to the claims of some, I have no interest in sitting down with our adversaries just for the sake of talking. But as President of the United States, I would be willing to lead tough and principled diplomacy with the appropriate Iranian leaders at a time and place of my choosing, if and only if it can advance the interests of the United States.
Hillary Clinton also spoke to the group today and expressed her support for Obama and his commitment to Israel.
Let me be very clear. I know that Senator Obama will be a good friend to Israel.
John McCain, meanwhile, is looking ahead to the fall election. He's criticizing for Barack Obama for showing what he says is very bad judgment on the issue of national security. But he is also telling supporters today he has asked Obama to join him in town hall meetings across America. There is reaction elsewhere to Obama's win, including from the White House.
Through spokeswoman Dana Perino, the president called Obama's becoming the first black American to head a major party presidential ticket a historic achievement. She quotes Bush as saying Obama's come a long way, but adding his victory shows how far America has come, too. However, don't expect Bush to telephone the Illinois senator with congratulations. Perino notes in 2000, then-President Clinton did not telephone then-Governor George W. Bush with congratulations. No hard feelings, of course. Mark Smith at the White House.
There's a new study out that indicates Hispanic high school students use drugs and attempt suicide at higher rates than their black and white classmates. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow now up by 65 points. This is AP Radio News. The nation's heartland has been racked by bad weather again. This time, Indiana is recovering from tornadoes. This storm survivor told WISH-TV he's never been through such a storm.
This is the worst one I've ever been in. This is the first time I've been in one with trees dropping around me.
Tornadoes blew over a National Guard barracks full of sleeping soldiers in the Ohio Valley, but none were injured. United Airlines is cutting as many as 1,100 jobs and removing 70 more planes from service. It's an effort to cope with ever-increasing fuel costs. A New Orleans man is dead after a nearly 10-hour-long standoff with police inside a home that was wrecked by Hurricane Katrina. Police say the man drove a FEMA inspection team out of the trailer he had been living in and then locked himself inside and ruined the home. In Canton, Ohio, not cutting your grass will cost you. The city council unanimously passed a law Monday that makes a second-high grass violation a fourth-degree misdemeanor. It carries with it a fine of up to $250. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by Sam's Club. Visit your local Sam's Club today for exceptional values on patio furniture, meats, grills, and more. Stop by and take advantage of a full season of savings.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Radio for the people, by the people. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX.
Spring is here and summer's rapidly approaching, so the backyard pool is your private oasis. Imagine coming home after a long day of work and enjoying a cool dip in your pool or spa. Well, Clear Edge Pools provides all the professional pool services you need. Weekly pool cleaning, tile cleaning, pool repairs, and one-time cleanups. Clear Edge Pools is an environmentally friendly and locally owned business that provides valley-wide services. So we can install a new salt system which will remove the harsh chemical smell and residue left on your skin when you get out of the pool. Stop wasting time and money trying to maintain your pool and leave it up to the professionals at Clear Edge Pools. Remember, you should be enjoying your pool, not working on it. Call today and mention 1480 KPHX and receive 20% off your first month of pool service. For a free pool maintenance or repair estimate, call 623-218-8353. That's 623-218-8353. The choice is clear with Clear Edge Pools. Call us today at 623-218-8353. That's 623-218-8353.
Licensed and insured.
Insurance. You know you need it. When the unexpected happens, you'll be glad you had it. Don't wait another day to insure your property, vehicles, or business. What could you do without your home, auto, or business? Could you afford the cost of fire, theft, or flood? Could you recoup all the assets in your home after a break-in? Are you driving an uninsured or underinsured car? Is your business protected for loss of earnings, employee dishonesty? Call Haldeman Agency at 602-279-5199. Operating in Arizona only, investing in our community with years of knowledge and expertise in the insurance business. Your calls will be answered. Claims will be filed and followed up on by your Haldeman agent.
Hi, I'm Meredith Haldeman. Call me, 602-279-5199, to see how I may serve you. That's 602-279-5199. Haldeman Agency, my family has served yours since 1925. 602-279-5199.
Hillary approaches the end of her road
by congratulating Senator Obama and his supporters on the extraordinary race that they have run.
And the healing process begins.
I congratulate her on the race that she has run throughout this contest.
Just how much damage was done?
Democrats are throwing the election away. For what? An inadequate blackmail?
Listen, learn, activate your passion here. The Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Welcome to the Tom Hartman Program.
The true people's radio.
Tom Hartman.
Now, here's Tom Hartman.
And greetings, my friends, patriots, lovers of democracy, truth and justice, believers in peace, freedom in the American way. Oh, man, last night. Well, let me share my opinion of this situation with you in just a moment, because I want to create a what is referred to sometimes as a framing device. Ms. Rice today, Condoleezza Rice, our Secretary of State, called dialogue. Well, this is the headline from the Washington Post. Rice calls dialogue with Iran pointless. Pointless. Can you imagine if Richard Nixon had said, no, we're not going to talk, or if Dwight Eisenhower or Jack Kennedy had said, no, we're not going to talk to the Soviet Union. They're going to do what we want, or we're going to launch our nuclear missiles. I mean, this is pathetic. This is insanity raised to the level of pathetic. Okay, number one. Number two, new U.S. report finds that U.S. companies' planned layoffs rose 15% in May from April to the highest monthly total since December of 2005. May's total was 46% higher than the same month a year ago, 71,115 planned layoffs. May was the most violent month in Afghanistan since 2001, when we first started bombing that hapless country. Now, I start all this, I know everybody is like, hey, you know, didn't you notice last night Obama got the nomination? Yeah, and that's why I begin with this. These are the stakes. We're talking about the future of the planet. We're talking about global warming. We're talking about war without end. We're talking about the future of the Supreme Court and whether we have civil liberties in the United States, whether contraception is going to be legal in the United States, whether we're going to have writ of habeas corpus, whether you and I can be captured on the streets of our city and shipped off to some prison ship or some foreign nation that tortures people simply because the President of the United States decided that he or she didn't like us. That's what we're talking about. This is serious stuff. The stakes are really high. John McCain in 1998, regardless of what he said last night, voted 100% of the time with the Bush administration. And in 2008 and in 2007, John McCain voted 95% of the time with the Bush administration. Last night he tried to say, oh, I'm not the same as Bush. I'm very different from Bush. This morning I was at Fox News with Michael Reagan. And Reagan's going, you know, I feel like I've been thrown under the bus. I'm a conservative. McCain was sucking up to the Clinton folks. Well, yeah. Expect more of the same. McCain is going to be a formidable candidate, but he's doing it by dishonesty. And there's a long history of that working for Republicans. So anyhow, last night, I'm here in New York. We're going to be doing our show tomorrow from the United Nations. I'm broadcasting today from our world headquarters of Air America. And Friday, I'll be doing the show from the Talkers Convention. And so anyhow, I'm here in New York, and I'm staying with my best friend, Jerry Schneiderman, Jerry and I go back 30 years, and we've owned a couple of businesses together. We have a fold-out sofa bed in his living room that I paid half the cost of 20 years ago, and it's still where I sleep when I come to town. And we're watching the show together, and we watch Hillary Clinton's speech. First we watch McCain, then we watch Hillary Clinton, then we watch Barack Obama. And 5 minutes into Obama's speech, he's congratulating Hillary Clinton on what a great campaign she ran and what a great, you know, the campaigner she is and what a loyal American she is. And Jerry turns to me and he says, you know, there is something in common between Hillary Clinton's speech and Barack Obama's speech. And I said, what's that? He says, they're both talking about Hillary Clinton. Barum. No, but it really was, I think, tragic. This was Hillary Clinton's moment to shine. This was her opportunity to be the healer. I've been saying all along, she's the most important person in the race right now. She's the person who can bring it all together. She's the person who can heal the party. Last night was the time to begin the process. Hillary Rosen, who has been an outspoken Hillary Clinton supporter, over the blogs and on Huffington Post, as a talking head on TV shows. She's been all over the place. She's done a very, very good job of making the case for Hillary Clinton. Hillary Rosen today, blogging over at the Huffington Post. Her first, I just have to share with you her first and her last couple of sentences. Her first sentence, Senator Clinton's speech last night was a justifiably proud recitation of her accomplishments over the course of this campaign, but it did not end right. And then Hillary Rosen goes on to point out, she says, I'm sure I was not alone in privately urging the campaign over the last 2 weeks to use the moment to take her due, to pass the torch and cement her grace. She had an opportunity to soar and unite. She had a chance to surprise her party and the nation, offering the after the day-long denials about expecting any concession, and send Obama off on the campaign trail of the general election with the best possible platform. I wrote before about how she had a chance for her Al Gore moment, and if she had done so, the whole country would all be talking today about how great she is and give her due. Instead, this is Hillary Rosen, an ardent Hillary Clinton supporter. Instead, she left her supporters empty, Obama's angry, and party leaders trashing her. She said how she was stepping back to think about her options. She's waiting to figure out how she would, quote, use, end quote, her 18 million voters. But not, writes Hillary Rosen in today's Huffington Post, but not my vote. I will enthusiastically support Barack Obama's campaign because I am not a bargaining chip. I am a Democrat. I was fully expecting last night to watch Hillary Clinton rise to the standard that I have, frankly, in my mind, in my heart, held her to. Not like, you know, I'm holding you to this, Hillary, but believed she had, that she would begin the healing process, that she would do the thing best, not just for the Democratic Party, but as I opened this show, the best for the nation and the world, for life on earth. She would take the ultimate pro-life position, as it were, that is in favor of saving life on earth, and say, yes, I am going to do everything I can to get a Democrat elected in November. That Democrat being Barack Obama. And by the way, if her strategy last night, and quite obviously it was to get a place as VP on the ticket, and those of you who are regular listeners to the show know that I've said many times, I think that may well be a good idea. I'm not excluding a lot of other people. I think Bill Richardson would be great. I think Joe Biden would be great. I think, you know, John Edwards would be great. There's a bunch of people who would make very, very good. Kathleen Sebelius, Barbara Boxer. I mean, there's no shortage of people who would be good vice presidential candidates. But in my opinion, personally, up until last night, Hillary Clinton was at the top of my list. As I've, you know, and I've not concealed that from anybody. I'm just telling you what I've been saying all along. And if she had taken that opportunity last night to praise Obama, to say congratulations on the campaign you won, rather than on the campaign you run or ran. She phrased the sentence in such a way as to say run. If she had done that, I think that there would be far more serious discussion today within the Obama campaign about putting her on the ticket. Instead, what she did was say, essentially, I didn't lose, or I didn't win, but I'm not moving the chips across the table, or I'm not going to give you the marbles that you earned, and I'm going to take mine and decide what to do with them and go home. And those marbles, I'm sorry, are people, and a lot of those people are saying, hey, wait a minute. I think I personally believe that last night, by essentially saying that she was going to try to force her way into the ticket, or the word this morning when I was on Fox News that I didn't use, but the host, we were talking off air, and she says, you know, we were talking off air, and you said she's trying to blackmail him, and I said, yeah, okay, I'll cop to that. The extent to which she is trying to blackmail him or push him into putting her on the ticket is the extent to which I think he's not going to, and perhaps shouldn't. 866-303-2270. Let's have a conversation about this.
The Tom Hartman Program.
Transforming the world by revitalizing democracy.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Mike Malloy at 6 p.m. Rachel Maddow at 9. Weeknights on 1480 KPHX.
Dogs are designed to be long-distance runners. Cats are sprinters. Let's see. Unsuspecting guests, long skirts, potato chips, any of those things, a pizza for that matter, or Purina One, if he hasn't had it for a while, will get Higgins sprinting in a positive or a negative way. Purina One Vibrant Maturity Senior 7 Plus formula, Higgins is not quite there yet, but one of these days, offers the nutrition senior cats need to help them maintain lean muscle mass, a healthy energy level, and healthy bones and joints. If you start feeding your cat the Purina One that's right for his or her life stage or specific nutritional needs, you should see a healthy difference after just 30 days like I did with Higgins. Whether you have a kitten, an adult, or a senior cat, there's a Purina One formula that's just right for him or her. Now you can get a coupon for a free 3.5-pound bag of Purina One by just calling 1-866-380-MEOW. That's 1-866-380-MEOW. And be sure to check out the new Purina One package at a store near you.
This Father's Day, give Dad the world. Have a map framed for his office. Give him yourself with a gorgeous framed photo of the family. Preserve his legacy with a framed collage of his favorite photos and keepsakes, like pictures of him and his buddies. Here's your chance to be the favorite child or a truly cherished wife. And you receive a free 4x6 or 5x7 frame for yourself. Call 602-277-3112 or visit the Art of Framing on the northwest corner of Central and Camelback today. Father's Day is just around the corner. That's the Art of Framing on the northwest corner of Central and Camelback.
Hello, I'm Zach White, owner of 76 Mortgage. Are you tired of hearing about mortgage companies that advertise rates and programs that sound too good to be true? If it sounds too good to be true, it usually is. I could tell you how 76 Mortgage has the lowest rates and fees, or about the thousands of programs we have to offer. Truth be told, many brokers in the business have access to the same programs and rates, but most mortgage brokers and banks who advertise will be large companies with big overhead and a ton of expenses. And unfortunately, these costs get passed on to the consumers. 76 Mortgage is a local company. We do not have a team of loan officers on our payroll, and we do not pay for large, expensive office spaces or branches. When you call 76 Mortgage, you will be dealing with me or Jeremy Schachter, co-owners of 76 Mortgage. So when choosing a mortgage broker, bigger is not always better. Call me today for a rate quote at 602-265-LOAN. That's 602-265-5626.
PK number 0907413.
Or log on to 76mortgage.com today.
Do you owe the IRS over $10,000 or have unfiled back taxes? If so, the IRS is looking for you. The IRS is the most brutal collection agency in the world, and this year has just hired a massive amount of new government agents to seize your property, garnish your wages, force you into foreclosure, and even put you in jail. The IRS will stop at nothing. Don't let this happen to you. Call Tax Relief ASAP at 877-222-9044 right now. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, you may qualify for the 2008 settlement program and get out for pennies of what you owe. But you must act now. Stop worrying. Stop looking over your shoulder and imagine the freedom you could have again. Call Tax Relief ASAP, the most effective tax firm with over 31 years of proven experience. Call Tax Relief ASAP now at 877-222-9044. That's 877-222-9044.
Hi folks, Bill Einelli, broker owner of Einelli & Associates. Tune in every Saturday morning at 11 for Real Estate Matters. We break down the market like no other show in the valley. Special guest, news you can use, the email bag, name that tune, and your phone calls are all part of the number one real estate show in Arizona. Real Estate Matters, Saturday mornings at 11 on 1480 KPHX.
Back to the Tom Hartman Program, live on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Yeah, when we fall down in life, we best get up again. Many are the trials and tears we must overcome. Learn to take it easy, walk in freedom's light, and keep on keeping on.
Get it right sooner or later, eventually, somehow, step by step, day by day, we're gonna get it right here. 866-303-2270, our number. Eddie in Dallas, Texas. Hey Eddie, what's on your mind?
Hey, I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Why is Barack Obama called the presumptive nominee instead of the nominee?
Because the nomination actually happens at the convention, and until a person has been actually nominated at the convention, they're presumed to be the nominee. Same with John McCain. So.
But that doesn't make sense. I mean,
yeah, because you know, it's sort of like saying the if you're engaged to be married, you're not married yet. You're the presumptive wife, or I'd be the presumptive husband, but we're not yet married. You understand?
Well, to me, presumptive means that it could be taken away from him at any time for whatever reason.
Well, no. It means it's everything assumes it's going to happen, but, yeah, there are things that could happen between now and the convention. I mean, you know, the old political joke about, you know, the dead hooker in the trunk or the living boy in the bed or something like that. I mean, you know, there could be some horrible scandal that comes out that would cause him to bow out of the race.
It's you know, hopefully not, wouldn't be the case, but it's conceivable that there could be some kind of health problem or whatever. So until the actual nomination has happened, it's essentially like a coronation at the convention. Until that has happened, the press appropriately just refers to them as the presumptive nominee. Eddie, thanks a lot for the call. Rose in Santa Fe, New Mexico, listening on KTRC.
Yes.
Hey, Rose.
I'm not a Hillary or an Obama supporter, but that's the way it ended. And I think Hillary should definitely stay in the race. I mean,
But there's no race anymore, Rose.
No, but, I mean, she could still continue until the convention.
Continue what?
I think that she has really earned. She really worked. I think Obama was handed this by the delegates and by the media.
No, he actually won the majority of elected delegates.
Yeah, he won them, but these are individuals that voted for him.
No, he won the majority of elected delegates, people who went to the polls or people who showed up at caucuses and chose to vote for Barack Obama. He won the majority of the elected delegates. And those are the rules by which the Democratic Party chooses its nominee, just like we choose our president by the person who wins the majority of the Electoral College. He won the. I know that the Clinton campaign is out there saying we won the popular vote. That ignores all of the states where the elected delegates are elected by caucus rather than by popular vote. The fact of the matter is that the majority of people who either showed up for a caucus or showed up for a primary chose Barack Obama.
Right, and I agree that the party elected him. You know, he won that, but I think they've got the wrong candidate.
Well, you're entitled to your opinion on that, absolutely, Rose. But and so is Hillary Clinton. But the political reality is, if she is really a Democrat and if she really does care about her party, she should last night have been the beginning, essentially, of a coronation. And if she wants, and frankly, if she wants to be VP on the ticket. I think, that last night she should have been saying good things, beyond just good things. There's two ways to motivate people. You can either entice them or threaten them. You can offer the carrot or the stick. She chose last night to use the stick. Last night was the night we needed the carrot. We needed moving toward pleasure rather than moving away from pain. I think it was a terrible mistake. Eddie in Los Angeles, listening on K-Talk, is it Eddie, right?
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, Eddie?
I think much like you and much like everybody else, I was hoping for the carrot, as you call it, but deep down I would have been surprised if that's what had happened. I was not surprised in any way.
I guess I was just naive. I say that sincerely. I mean, I actually believed that she was going to be the great healer last night, and I feel, frankly, like an idiot here today.
And I understand that. I don't think you're wrong for feeling that way. It's a matter of, I just think, I look back to, I mean, a year ago today, I was talking to my friend saying how lucky we were that Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton were going to run, and it was going to be such a civilized debate on the merits of the issues. And I think you'd be hard-pressed when you look at the negativity that's come out of the back and forth between them. And there's been plenty on both sides. But if you look, I think, at the instigation of most of it, I think the majority of it came from the Clinton campaign in the sense that they were just shocked that someone would dare sort of challenge her for this position.
You know, Eddie, I know that you can make a case for that, and a number of people have, and I don't disagree that an awful lot of negativity has come out of the Clinton campaign, and the Obama campaign has, by and large, particularly their candidate, Barack Obama, has tried to remain above the fray. The Clinton campaign, or the Clinton loyalists, will give you a long list of the slights against them and their candidate as well. I think rather than having that debate all over again, or even that discussion, frankly, all over again, we need to be looking forward. And what's going forward is that Barack Obama is going to be the nominee of this party, barring, God forbid, some health problem or some scandal or something else. He's going to be the nominee of the party, and John McCain is going to be the nominee of the Republican Party. And we need to get over this and start pointing out that literally the fate of the world is at stake here. I mean, we're talking seriously the future of civilization, the future maybe even of all multicellular life forms. This is no time to be... Well, you get it. 27 minutes past that.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program.
Call Tom at 866-303-2270.
Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Barrios, and Mike Malloy. Weekdays on 1480 KPHX.
You know, not too long ago, I found a leak in my roof, and I got a few estimates from roofing companies in the area. I decided on Dry Fit Roofing for the job. They began by removing the deck on top of my roof. Then they repaired the leak and quickly rebuilt the deck. But 6 weeks later, the leak that they fixed wasn't fixed. So Dry Fit came back to take another look. Only I wasn't home, but they went ahead and removed the deck again anyway, and then replaced another portion of the roof. The wrong portion. So, of course, I called them, and called them, and called them. But I still haven't heard back from Dry Fit Roofing. At the end of the day, it cost me $4,000 for a leaky roof and a destroyed deck.
Find thousands of unbiased reports and reviews from people in your area on Angie's List. Our members share their experiences with each other so that you can choose the service company that's right for your job the first time around. Borrow some experience at AngiesList.com.
You know, it's not pleasant to talk about, but it's one thing that every man over the age of 30 should know about, an enlarged prostate. Prostate enlargement can cause frequent urination and even sexual problems. So between getting up in the middle of the night to urinate and possible sexual problems, an enlarged prostate becomes a giant pain in the... Well, you get the idea. Now, what if I told you there was an all-natural way to help your body keep your prostate healthy? There is. It's called Beta Prostate, and it's an all-natural prostate vitamin. No crazy medications with strange side effects, just a natural supplement that helps maintain your prostate. Beta Prostate has proven ingredients that target and feed your prostate with healthy nutrients. If you're over the age of 30, be proactive in keeping your prostate in good health. Try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 1-800-954-0803. That's 1-800-954-0803. Your health is too important to wait, so call now, 1-800-954-0803. That's 1-800-954-0803.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Obama's picking up more delegates. I'm Rita Foley. Even though he sealed the Democratic nomination for president, and just a few moments ago, Republican rival John McCain issued an invitation to Obama.
This morning I sent Senator Obama a letter inviting him to join me in town hall meetings around the country.
President Bush is offering his congratulations to Obama now that he's clinched the Democratic presidential nomination. A spokeswoman says Bush recognizes that Obama came a long way. What about Hillary Clinton? Well, she's not conceding, but she is playing nice, she told Jewish leaders this morning.
I know Senator Obama understands what is at stake here. It has been an honor to contest these primaries with him. It is an honor to call him my friend, and let me be very clear. I know that Senator Obama will be a good friend to Israel.
United Airlines is cutting hundreds more jobs and parking the gas guzzler airplanes as it fights high gas prices. I'm Rita Foley.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Truth to power never sounded so good. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Hey, Jeff Farias here. Do you have an annoying leaky faucet, running toilet, or a slow-running drain? Well, now's the time to fix them. Call Parker & Sons. Right now, Parker will waive their diagnostic fee with any minor plumbing repair, and that's a $69 savings. As the winner of the BB Torch Award, you know Parker won't skip on quality, and at that price, you have no excuse. Do what I did. Call Parker at 602-2-REPAIR. That's 602, the number 2, then R-E-P-A-I-R for Parker & Sons.
You know, being a great heating and air conditioning contractor is all about making sure energy is used efficiently and safely. Hi, I'm Kirk with North Valley Mechanical. I've been a proud supporter of KPHX since the beginning. Now you can see that advertising on this station helps my company grow. You can hear it also helps keep a network of progressive voices going strong in the Valley. If you feel you need an expert in indoor comfort, call me at 480-538-9184 or log on to northvalleymechanical.com. But if you're looking for an expert in marketing your business, call 1480 KPHX.
Hi, this is Kim Macias, General Sales Manager with 1480 KPHX. For the best return on your advertising, click on Advertise at 1480kphx.com.
discussion point.
You're looking for tiny little snippets out of a whole lifetime to represent a point of view. John Hagee's whole life is that point of view. These are extremists, and John McCain is an extremist. And it's up to us to make sure that the media, who's so in love with his vision and who they think he is, the anti-politician, he's not. He's just playing him as a fool. Not going to play us, because we get it. And we're going to make sure that the rest of the country gets it too.
Tune in to Action Point with Cynthia Black, Sundays from 11 to 2 on 1480 KPHX.
Stephanie Miller.
Thanks
for playing Really Bad Analogy.
Sue Everhart, the Georgia Republican Party chair, said Saturday that the party's presumed presidential nominee has a lot in common with Jesus Christ.
Huh?
She said John McCain is kind of like Jesus Christ on the cross.
I don't think so.
Oh, my God.
I don't think Jesus on the cross had a horrible anger management problem.
Stephanie Miller Show, early weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on 1480 KPHX.
The Randy Rhoads Show, weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX.
Welcome back. 34 minutes past the hour, and Philippe and Mike, our web guy, and our Mike Borges, our brilliant engineer, and just came in here and hooked up the camera. If you, I'm not sure if this is a good thing or not, but if you go to airamerica.com/TomVision, TomVision, TomVision, you can see the live video of me sitting here in the studio at Air America. So, hi there. 1-866-303-2270, our telephone number. And Lori in San Francisco, California, listening on Green 960. Hey, Lori, what's on your mind?
Oh, Tom, First of all, I never miss your show. It's just fabulous, and I've been so educated. Thank you so much.
You.
I am devastated. I mean, I was watching Hillary's speech last night, and I really gave her the benefit of the doubt that she would, not necessarily concede, but that she would recognize Barack and what a historic event this is. And I mean, I looked at my boyfriend and I said, you know, she's hijacking Barack.
Yeah.
I'm so devastated. I don't want him to put her on the ticket now. I was really all for it because I thought, what a bulldog to have as a vice president. But if he does it now, all they're going to say is, oh, well, it was because Hillary that he won the election.
Yeah, yeah, or lost ultimately.
But, exactly. I mean,
I just,
thank you for your show. It gives me a place to give my sanity another chance. And
right. Thank you.
I mean, I'm going to do everything I can. I'm going to fundraise. I'm going to donate. I've been donating to Barack for quite some time, little by little, like everybody else. And
this is going to be a tough campaign. Lori, I've got to move along, but thank you for
thank
your call
you.
And your kind comments. This is going to be a very tough campaign. We misunderestimate. I love that word that George Bush invented. We misunderestimate John McCain at our peril, I'm telling you. Craig in Seattle, listening to Talk 1090. Hey, Craig. Craig, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. Good morning. I just wanted to bring up the fact I've always had a problem with Hillary because I believe she's Republican light. And here's a perfect example of me and we. Barack's whole speech had nothing to do with him. This was all about us and we. And Hillary is still stuck on me. And that's sort of just my comment.
Yeah,
that
well.
And I love you in that manly, platonic way.
Okay. Thanks, Craig. I appreciate it. Thanks for the caveat. Oh, my. Mark in Hansville, Washington. Hey, Mark.
Yeah, good morning. That was a great comment that he just made. We all love you in that manly, well, platonic way, Tom.
Thank you.
So I just wanted to say that, you know, a few weeks ago, everybody was talking about how Hillary was not going to give up and she's going to take it all the way to the convention no matter what. And I'm an Obama supporter. I just want to say that up front. And I didn't hear what Hillary had to say last night, but I'm wondering if there could be another take on this. I mean, this is somebody, Hillary is somebody who did something remarkable. I mean, she is as Barack did. You know,
she did,
why not,
and she recited it, and she had every right to, and she should have. And it needed to be acknowledged.
But why not give her that one night and then see? Let's just see what she does today before we just damn her to hell. I mean, this is not McDonald's.
Come on, I'm not damning her to hell. You know, give me a break.
No, but other people are. I've been hearing people calling up and crying about this. It's like, well, let's just give her a day. You know, let's let her transition.
But see, last night was that moment of transition. She's seen this. She's seen this handwriting on the wall for some time now. Last night was the night that she could, if she really and truly is campaigning for vice president, as I've been saying on this show for the better part of a month and a half, 2 months.
I agree with that.
She's campaigning for vice president. The way to do it is not to slap down the person that you want to be partners with.
Well, like I said, I didn't hear what she said, but did she actually come out and slap him around?
She said that she had won the majority of the popular vote, which is a bit of a canard. She said, it was many of the talking points from her campaign. She congratulated Obama on the campaign that he had run, not the campaign that he had won. I mean, there was a whole series of points in there. In fact, I actually, you know, made some notes. She talked about 18 million voters must be respected. As if all of these voters are her personal property, and she said every vote has to count, which was a clear reference to the fact that she was still unhappy about Michigan and Ohio, and was gonna continue fighting that. When everybody, I think, you know, the resolution that the Rules Committee made was the resolution that Michigan and Ohio's Democratic parties had proposed. They gave them everything they wanted, and she said she's going to make, I'm going to make no decision tonight. Well, I'm sorry, the decision was made for you. She said she's, you know, and she wrapped it up by, please go to my website and let me know what you want me to do. Well, if you go to her website and you click on, you know, good on you, Hillary, or whatever, guess where you're taken? To the fundraising page. I just thought it was tragic. I really did. And maybe others will disagree. In fact, it looks like Susan in Clinton Township, Michigan, wants to disagree with me. So Susan, you're up next. What's up?
Hi. I guess I want to say I was an avid Edwards supporter, and I kind of just left this race up to whatever. And I didn't care who won. I knew that I would support whatever candidate they put forward. And I did watch both speeches. I was really impressed when I got a chance to see Barack Obama in Troy, Michigan, when he was here the other day, on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really impressed, and I felt much more comfortable supporting him as a candidate. But part of me, what I took away from Hillary's speech was that she wanted to make contact with her more vitriolic supporters who are threatening to leave the party a little bit more. And help bring them into the idea that this has to be.
But see, that's the point.
Her.
She shouldn't do that in private. You can't do that. You can't talk to 18 million people in private. Last night was the time to do it. Last night was probably the last time that she's going to have a huge national stage, a huge opportunity to publicly reach out to those 18 million people or 17 and change and say to them, you voted for me. You worked for me. I appreciate it. Now, we're all going to have to embrace the values that Barack Obama and I share, that the differences in policy between us are minuscule compared to the differences between Barack Obama and me and John McCain. And she could have used that as an opportunity to launch off on that, and she failed to. And I just think it's tragic. I think that we're seeing Mark Penn political calculus here, and I think it's the kind of thing that the kind of triangulation strategy that might have worked in the 90s, but it's this country has moved beyond that, and the stakes are too high now.
Well, I agree that the stakes are really high, and like I said, I'm not a Hillary supporter. She was very disappointing in the campaign. Some of the things that came out of her mouth were disappointing, but I guess I'm more willing to give her the benefit of the doubt. And I'm not talking about her reaching out to 18 million people. I'm talking about reaching through her inner circle, which controls what they put out to those 18 million people, about bringing them in. And I thought maybe she just felt she needed time to do that. And I'm willing to give her the benefit of the doubt, because I think that unifying behind Barack is important. And I guess today I don't think you're helping that cause.
I'm not.
No, because I think you're going to take her most ardent supporters and turn them off. And like I said, I'm thrilled he's the candidate.
I am hearing from many of her most ardent supporters who are saying that they are disappointed by what happened last night. I mean, look at Hillary Rosen's blog today in Huffington Post.
I didn't have a chance to read it, but I heard him talk about it, and I can see the and maybe they're right, and I'm hopelessly naive, but I just thought maybe she was going to try to give all of them some time to accept her defeat and then come out this weekend and fully support his.
That would be appropriate if she'd acknowledged her defeat last night. She didn't.
Oh, I guess I thought she did.
No, she didn't. She never used that word. She never acknowledged that Barack Obama had won or had passed. In fact, she said, South Dakota, you had the final word, and she won there. And she said that 30 minutes before the polls closed in Montana, where Barack Obama beat her by a much larger margin. So as a listener, you know, I have not been one of those people who have been out there trashing Hillary Clinton, and I'm not going to start now. And you may think that this is trashing her. I'm expressing my disappointment. I'm not saying she's a bad person. I'm not saying she's a terrible politician. I'm not saying that she should be, you know, worked against or whatever. I am saying that I was surprised, and I feel very let down. Susan, I got to move along. Thank you very much for the call. Bernice in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Hey, Bernice.
Hi, Tom. I, too, am disappointed in Hillary Clinton. I've been a Democrat all my adult life, and I followed Hillary from the time her and Bill Clinton went into the White House, and I've seen her many times in Washington when we went to politics, and she was always gracious and everything else. But last night, she was not gracious. She should have mentioned that she had lost the nomination.
Yeah.
And given Obama credit. I am going to vote. My intention was to vote for who was ever standing prior to the nomination process.
Mm-hmm.
And I support Obama. I did not vote for him in the Michigan primary, and I was satisfied the way they penalized us and then gave us back some delegate votes. And so, you know, but she should have been gracious enough to admit that, and she had to know that he was ahead in delegate selection. Popular vote is great. She did a great job as a woman coming this far in a nomination process. And, you know, she should be given credit for that, and she is. But Obama was a presumptive winner, and barring a tragedy, like you said, he will be our candidate, and I will work very, very hard for him, even though I did not vote for him in the primary.
Bernice, thanks a lot for that. Thanks for listening to us there on WTKG. 45 minutes past the hour. It's the Tom Hartman Program here on Air America Radio. 866-303-2270, TomHartman.com for our live chat room.
The Tom Hartman Program.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
The Valley's Progressive Talk, streaming live at 1480kphx.com.
My home is 70 years old, and so are some of its problems. I was looking for a handyman to seal a leaky sink when I called Brad Schrader. Brad answered the phone himself and set up an appointment for the following day. He was on time and neatly dressed, and I quickly knew how much he enjoyed his job because he wouldn't shut up about it. First, he details all the problems. Then he gives the reasons why the problems need to be fixed. He tells you how much every little thing costs and why it costs that much. He is constantly explaining himself and often explains the explanations. But you know what? He is the perfect gentleman. Brad is nice and just wants to make sure you feel good about the work he's doing. I would recommend Brad without a thought. But next time, I think I'll let him do the work when I'm not home.
Find thousands of unbiased reports and reviews from members in your area on Angie's List. From handymen to electricians, educate your guests at AngiesList.com.
Hi, it's Randy Rhodes. Anyone that's listened to my show knows my family is no stranger to breast disease. I even had a scare myself. Remember after my last breast exam, the doctor said I needed more tests and no one on staff could tell me anything else, and they sent me on my way until my next appointment? I walked outside and my head was spinning and I didn't know what I should do now. Well, I finally made it to the next appointment over a week later and found out everything was fine, but that week was terrifying. I wish I knew then about Dr. Barclay White at Arizona BreastNet. Dr. Barclay White and her entirely female staff specialize specialize only in breast health. Arizona BreastNet is one of the few practices nationwide that uses digital mammography. The image detail is unsurpassed, and women appreciate that it's not as uncomfortable as a traditional mammogram. But the best part is, if you need follow-up, you have those tests done that day with immediate results, too. My next exam will be at Arizona BreastNet, so make yours at Arizona BreastNet today. Call 480-314-7600, 480-314-7600, or azbreastnet.com.
Getting a small electronic device repaired can cost you a bundle. Before you spend a dime to have that BlackBerry or PDA or GPS device repaired, stop by Sun Cellular Wireless Repair. They repair LG, Samsung, Motorola, Kyocera, Trio, Nokia, Pocket PC, and just about any brand of GPS device you have. At Sun Cellular, they know the importance of preserving your data, even though you may think it's long gone. Don't lose your pictures and your downloaded music. Why buy a new one when in most cases you can get it fixed for a fraction of the cost? Trust your cellular repairs to the pros at Sun Cellular, right in the heart of the valley at 2813 East McDowell Road. Drop in or call 602-267-7800. That's Sun Cellular, 602-267-7800.
I was lucky enough to find out about Laurel Langmire. Since then, I own 16 investment properties. I have a C-Corp, an S-Corp. I have six LLCs.
Free yourself from the daily grind of your 9-to-5 job.
My experience in the first 4 months, I walked away with almost $300,000.
Laurel Langmire has personally coached hundreds of entrepreneurs into financial freedom.
Laurel and her team blew me away, and I went, I got to work with this lady.
Laurel teaches you how to live in a wealth cycle and stay there. A master of customized one-on-one guidance, Laurel Langmire can place you on the road to financial independence.
Hi, I'm Laurel Langmire. Creating wealth is not as difficult as you may think. If you're ready to turn your financial dreams into reality, then I want you to have my Extreme Money Makeover CD for free.
Call now for this limited time special offer. Get Laurel's Money Makeover CD and her best-selling book, The Millionaire Maker. Both the book and the CD for free. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Call 800-937-6154. 800-937-6154.
Now more with Tom Hartman on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Hello, my friends, my homies. If you don't mind, I'm going to try to kick it old school. M to the C to the king, that's me. I'm a grumpy old man straight out of D.C. The Straight Talk Express is shiny and slick, where I built up my rep as a maverick. If you look at the facts, you might see it's a push, because most of the time, hell, I voted with Bush. Well, my friends, it doesn't matter, I don't have to save face, and I have a great chance, because the press is my base.
Ha, your base, ha, ha, your base, ha, your base, ha, ha, your base, ha, your base, the press is your base.
Yeah, the official John McCain rant. The press is his base. 9.5 minutes before the hour. Welcome back. It's the Tom Hartman Radio Program, brought to you in part by the Teamsters, opposing this crazed Columbia trade deal. You can learn out more about it over Teamster.org. I encourage you to check it out. Linda in Cleveland, Ohio. Hey, Linda. Welcome to the program.
Yes. Good morning, Tom. I have a couple of comments, but first I want to mention this Al Gore moment that you mentioned, which gave us 8 years of the destruction of America. And then the pardon of Richard Nixon, which gave us 30 years of reactionary Republican rule. Now, I want to say that Obama did not win the 59 delegates in Michigan, yet he's claimed the nomination based on that lie. So there is a contest here.
Even without the Michigan delegates, Obama is over the threshold. Even without the Florida delegates, Obama is over the threshold.
It was an unprecedented and a bad precedent to set of giving a candidate delegates and votes who wasn't on the ballot because he took his name off. That's a bad precedent. Anyway, that should go to the Credentials Committee. And
I think it already has.
Well, it needs to be. Anyway, that's why I think that's why Hillary did it the way she did it. She needs some time to make some decisions. Anyway, who
decisions about what?
Hillary's race is equally historic. And I want to ask you, in what situation would a man, especially a white man, who had 18 million votes and more than 1,900 delegates, be told to get out of the race for the good of the party? Men, especially white men, have carried their campaigns to convention with a hell of a lot fewer votes and a hell of a lot fewer delegates. And who told them to get out? Nobody. The nomination is not official until the convention, until the last delegate votes.
Linda, so, can you give me an example of a time when a nominee for either party had the majority of delegates pledged to them needed to win, and at that point all of their opponents did not drop out of the race?
I don't know about that, but
I don't believe there are any such examples.
But
the closest you can get to it is 1984 with Gary.
Voters are women, and we are really angry about how this came down.
Well, Linda, if you listen to the show regularly, and I suspect you may, I have never called on Hillary to drop out. In fact, I've been one of the lone voices in the wilderness out here saying this is good for the Democratic Party. It's good for the process. She's a wonderful candidate. If she is the nominee, I will work my heart out for her. You wouldn't believe the flack I've got just for saying those things. But I'm telling you, the Barack Obama last night, regardless of what we may think of the rules, these are the rules that Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton agreed to play by, that he passed the threshold of winning the nomination last night, and she didn't acknowledge that. And when you agree to play a game by a particular set of rules, and then at the last minute you say, you know, I really don't like the rules, it's called bad sportsmanship.
Well, yeah, and only women seem to be called on to be good sports.
Well, that's not true at all. This is really not true, Linda. This is not about male or female any more than it's about white or black. This is about a person winning the nomination and being given their due for winning the nomination. This is, and as I said, up until Hillary's speech last night, I mean, I wrote an op-ed for Huffington Post 2 weeks ago saying the headline was Barack, ask Hillary first, because at that point it was pretty clear that he was probably going to be the nominee. And I even said in the op-ed, if Hillary's the nominee, great. I'm all in favor of that. If she's not the nominee, Barack should ask her to be VP. Mm-hmm. And last night, I was feeling that way right up until I saw that speech. And then when I saw that speech that she gave, I was like, she's basically threatening him. And you don't threaten somebody. You want to be essentially a business partner with her, a co-governor with.
Yeah, but I didn't see it as threatening him. I saw it as this is her message to the superdelegates. She's still talking to them and still trying to get the vote.
But they've already voted.
Well, not all of them have. So.
Well, enough that it is not numerically possible for anything, unless she continues to think that she can cause them to change their minds. But, I think that she, and I'm saying this with respect and compassion for Hillary Clinton, I think she shot herself in the foot last night. I'm not saying this critically of her. I think it's a tragedy what she did.
Well, we'll see. But I understand why she did what she did, and there are issues to be contested, and I think that that's why she's taking the time to decide what to do next.
Yeah. Well, Linda, thank you for your call, and thanks for the rational conversation. I very much appreciate it. Mary in Phoenix, Arizona on KPHX. Hey, Mary.
Hello. I wanted to comment not just on the devastation I also felt when I listened to Hillary Clinton's speech last night, but also the fact that prior to that, John McCain gives a speech.
Yeah.
And in my mind, I'm thinking to myself, this is going to be a defining historic moment in the history of the United States of America. And McCain, first of all, the Republicans have no respect for that, no regard for that at all. They have to come out and steal some of the spotlight and steal some of the thunder with his crowd of 75 people. It was pathetic.
Right.
And then Clinton comes out, and I just felt, when I was listening to her, like I was kicked in the stomach. Because I'm one of those people who does not dislike Hillary Clinton. I would have backed her 100% if she was the nominee. I have been a Obama supporter since he campaigned for Peterson here in Arizona in 2006. But I would have supported Hillary Clinton until I saw that speech last night. I mean, I felt like I had been kicked in the stomach. I felt like it was so disrespectful, and she should have just stayed home.
Yeah, I think a lot of us, well, I don't think she should have stayed home. I think she should have worked to heal the party. But Mary, your son, thank you for the call. fascinating. Let's get a conservative perspective on this as well, particularly the McCain part of it. We'll continue this conversation. Terry Jeffrey is going to drop by with the Cybercast News Service, CNSNews.com, in our next segment. Stick around. Should be interesting. Tom Hartman here on Air America.
Tom Hartman.
Taking back the mainstream media.
3 hours a day, 5 days a week.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Look, gas prices aren't going down. So here's how you get your mileage up. A, ease up on that gas pedal. B, slow down, because driving hard is even harder on your pocketbook. And C, get over to Advance Auto Parts, where Purolator Premium Plus and Pure One air filters are 25% off. Look, clean filters improve fuel efficiency, engine performance, and air quality. So swing by and drop one in. Offer ends June 28th. Whatever you're working on, Advance will help you keep the wheels turning.
Since 1991, more than 2,300 union leaders have been murdered in Colombia. It's the most dangerous place in the world for workers to speak out for better wages and working conditions. Maybe that's why George Bush and his big business benefactors think Colombia is a perfect trading partner and are pushing a so-called free trade agreement between the two countries. Call your representative in Congress today and urge them to stop the Colombia trade deal. Tell them that murder shouldn't be rewarded with trade. Go to Teamster.org for more information.
I was lucky enough to find out about Laurel Langmire. Since then, I own 16 investment properties. I have a C-Corp, an S-Corp. I have six LLCs.
Free yourself from the daily grind of your 9-to-5 job.
My experience in the first 4 months, I walked away with almost $300,000.
Laurel Langmire has personally coached hundreds of entrepreneurs into financial freedom.
Laurel and her team blew me away, and I went, I got to work with this lady.
Laurel teaches you how to live in a wealth cycle and stay there. A master of customized one-on-one guidance, Laurel Langmire can place you on the road to financial independence.
Hi, I'm Laurel Langmire. Creating wealth is not as difficult as you may think. If you're ready to turn your financial dreams into reality, then I want you to have my Extreme Money Makeover CD for free.
Call now for this limited time special offer. Get Laurel's Money Makeover CD and her best-selling book, The Millionaire Maker. Both the book and the CD for free. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Call 800-937-6154. 800-937-6154.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Less than 24 hours after securing the Democratic presidential nomination, Barack Obama has gone before a pro-Israel lobbying group in Washington to pledge his support for the Jewish state. And he called for the United States to take a more active role in negotiation in the Mideast.
We have tried limited piecemeal talks while we outsource the sustained work to our European allies. It has not worked. It is time for the United States to lead.
John McCain, President Bush, and some Democrats have criticized Obama for saying he would talk with leaders of hostile nations, such as Iran. Meanwhile, McCain is signaling he's ready for the campaign with Obama. He's calling for one-on-one meetings with the Democrat to begin as early as next week.
This morning I sent Senator Obama a letter inviting him to join me in town hall meetings around the country.
McCain was speaking with supporters in Louisiana. Later tonight, he'll attend a fundraiser in Florida. The way has been cleared in California for that state to begin issuing marriage licenses to gay couples June 17th. The state Supreme Court has refused to put the issue on hold until after the November election. An initiative that would amend the state constitution to ban gay marriage has qualified for the ballot. Its passage would overrule the court's decision. Troubling news for Hispanic high school students in a new federal health study. It indicates Hispanic teens are using drugs and attempting suicide at higher rates than their black and white classmates. The high cost of jet fuel is having an impact on the airlines. United is cutting 1,100 jobs, grounding 70 planes, and cutting domestic capacity. Tom Parsons with BestFares.com says passengers are going to be hurt by the move.
When you take all the legacy airlines out there, it is going to become a very tight, tight fall, and especially Christmas and Thanksgiving travel period for those looking for seats.
Oil prices are down off their record highs, trading today below $123 a barrel. And on Wall Street, the Dow is up 24. This is AP Radio News. More rough weather in the nation's heartland. Tornadoes ripped through the town of Moscow, Indiana. This man told WISH-TV what it was like when the storms blew through.
I was in an outbuilding on the property, and all of a sudden, you know, the wind picked up and the outbuilding started rocking, believe it or not. And a tree smacked it. I dove and took cover.
There are severe thunderstorm warnings posted today for parts of Ohio and West Virginia. As the world's athletes prepare to compete in Beijing for this year's Olympics, the International Olympic Committee has announced the finalist cities for the 2016 Games.
The cities that have been selected as candidate cities for the 2016 Olympic Games, and I will read them in the order of drawing of lots, are Chicago, Tokyo, Rio de Janeiro, Madrid.
And the final selection will be made in October next year. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by Visa. Visa knows there's nothing small about small business. We help companies realize their larger-than-life potential at visa.com/small business.
Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. The wrench in the right-wing noise machine. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
You know, being a great heating and air conditioning contractor is all about making sure energy is used efficiently and safely. Hi, I'm Kirk with North Valley Mechanical. I've been a proud supporter of KPHX since the beginning. Now you can see that advertising on this station helps my company grow. You can hear it also helps keep a network of progressive voices going strong in the Valley. If you feel you need an expert in indoor comfort, call me at 480-538-9184 or log on to northvalleymechanical.com. But if you're looking for an expert in marketing your business, call 1480-KPHX.
Hi, this is Kim Macias, General Sales Manager with 1480-KPHX. For the best return on your advertising, click on Advertise at 1480KPHX.com.
Buying a good used car can be a nightmare. But not at Consolidated Auto Sales. At Consolidated Auto Sales, they carefully choose the best cars based on quality, dependability, and price, and then pass the savings on to you. Family-owned and operated, Consolidated's been selling cars for 65 years in the same location since 1942. Call 602-258-6071. Don't just buy a pre-owned car. Buy from a dealership with honesty, integrity, and longevity. Drive by to see the good guys at Consolidated Auto Sales in the heart of Phoenix, right on the price and right on the corner of 16th Street and Van Buren. Or shop online at ConsolidatedAuto.com or call 602-258-6071. That's 602-258-6071.
The Mike Malloy Show.
Malloy ain't getting on the Scott McClellan train. I hope the guy makes $1 million selling his book. Go for it. But to me, he is as much of a ghoul and a flesh eater as Dick Cheney. Every single one of this pack of sons of bitches who have done this to the country is guilty. Every single one of them.
The Mike Malloy Show. Weeknights from 6 to 9 on the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. Live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX.
Listening to the Tom Hartman Program.
The True People's Radio.
Tom Hartman.
Now, here's Tom Hartman.
And welcome back. Let's get a little more conservative perspective on this. Actually, I don't know. Terry Jeffrey is the editor-in-chief of CNS News, the cybercast news service, cnsnews.com. You can check it out. And Terry, I don't know if you're a McCain supporter or not.
Me?
Yeah.
I'm not a huge big fan of John McCain. I certainly haven't endorsed him, I can tell you that.
But I'm assuming you'll vote for him in the fall?
I will tell you this. I mean, one thing that will govern my vote is I'm going to cast a vote that I think will do the most advance the pro-life cause, mm-hmm. which is very important to me, and we'll see what that is in November.
Yeah, well, that would certainly be John McCain as opposed to Barack Obama. Given the statements both of them have made about the Supreme Court and the endorsement of Narol and whatnot for Barack Obama.
But, you know, John McCain has a far from perfect record on the abortion issue from my perspective, I would say. He supports federal funding for embryo-killing stem cell research. He was opposed to the Republican pro-life plank when he ran for president in 2000. In 1999, when he was running for president for the 2000 nomination, he went out and told San Francisco Chronicle he didn't want to see Roe v. Wade overturned.
Yeah. He's and this is the problem. I was on this morning on Fox and Friends with Michael Reagan, and he was saying, you know, he feels like McCain is throwing him under the bus, but he says he wrapped it all up by saying, but he's still our guy. I there's no perfect candidate on either side. Ultimately, I think. Most voters, I suspect, are not single-issue voters, whether it's abortion or whether it's gay rights or whether it's the war in Iraq or whether it's civil liberties. Although I think that there are some areas like civil liberties, like the right of the executive branch to simply snatch people like you and me off the streets because they don't like our politics, where people on both the right and the left are a little horrified with what's going on these days. And both McCain and Obama have moved in a direction away from that. I'm curious what your take was on last night, on both the speeches of the two Democrats, but particularly Barack Obama, the nominee of the party, the presumptive nominee, and John McCain, the presumptive nominee of the Republican Party.
Well, you know, I have to say I did not see McCain's or Senator Clinton's speech. I did see Barack Obama's speech. And stylistically, I thought it was an outstanding speech. I think he, in fact, I'll give his campaign a lot of credit. They do great jobs organizing these events on the primary nights. They craft excellent speeches. They've got him speaking from a teleprompter, so it looks very good on TV. So I give him 10 points for style. And I think that the way they present it, it's not just that it scores high in style points. It also shows that he has enthusiasm and momentum because of the size of the crowds they get.
He filled the arena that the Republicans probably will not have that many people in when they have their convention, simply because for logistics, because they're going to need more of the stage space.
Sure.
I mean, he, and on top of that, he had 15,000 people standing outside who couldn't get in.
Right. I mean, there's no doubt that Senator Obama has generated great enthusiasm, and Republicans ought to be worried because there's been big turnout in the Democratic primaries. There was not big turnout in the Republican primaries. You know, just looking at it analytically, the way the economy is going works well for the Democrats. The anger people have about the war in Iraq, that works well for the Democrats. But I will say, Tom, the fact that I think honest Democrats, even here in Washington, we can see that John McCain has a chance of being elected president, goes to weaknesses in Barack Obama as a candidate. That this should be the election the Democrats win without question. But that's not the case. And I think that's because of some weaknesses Obama has as a candidate.
You know, the biggest weakness, I'd love to get your take on this. My perception of Barack Obama's biggest weakness is that people don't know him. And the demonstration of that, what it appears to me, you know, is that in those states where Hillary Clinton had strong name recognition, which, of course, is everywhere in the United States. I mean, she's the ultimate A-list person. There's nobody probably in the world who doesn't know her name, or few people. Certainly nobody in the United States. There are many people in the United States who, you know, 2 years ago, myself included, had never heard of Barack Obama. I remember when my friend Nancy Skinner ran against him in the primary for the U.S. Senate seat from Illinois, and she just, you know, it was like a train hitter, you know. I mean, it was just he's an incredible campaigner. So here's this guy who comes out of nowhere. And for the last year, we've all been subject to, I'm still getting, you know, half a dozen a day of these emails saying that he's secretly a Muslim and that he's secretly an atheist and that he's secretly an agent of Al-Qaeda and he's secretly this, he's secretly that, you know, fill in the blanks, his mother, his father, his this, his that, his preacher, you know, basically spreading hate about him and rumors about him and trying to destroy him as an individual.
I'll give you my perspective. This is why I think Obama could lose, and I think.
Let me just finish that thought. This thought before you respond to it, Terry, because I'd like you to speak to where I was going with it. I'm sorry,
okay.
I was way too long-winded.
Yeah, yeah.
And what we see is in those states where he had enough time for people to get to know him, they picked him over Hillary Clinton in most cases. In those states where he didn't have enough time or where it was logistically impossible, California and New York, for example, they picked Hillary Clinton over him because they knew her and she's a good candidate and they liked her. And they just didn't know him that well. But now we see that he has a 10-point advantage over Hillary Clinton in New York and California. So I think it's just a matter of people getting to know him. So the big challenge he has right now is defining himself before John McCain defines
him. Well, you know, I'm gonna sort of concede that to you, but put a different perspective on it. I think that what I see as his biggest weakness is that people aren't really sure who he is when they start to look at him. And in one particular way, and I think it shows in the exit polls, if you look at those same states, not just where Senator Clinton has won, but where she's lost, there's a certain chunk of voters that's going to Clinton instead of Obama. And those are culturally conservative Democrats. If you look at the exit polls, they ask people, do they go to church every week or more than once a week sometimes or once a month or a few times a month or never. If you go back to the February 19th primary in Wisconsin where Obama killed Hillary, in which is a culturally conservative state, it's a state that has a history of having culturally conservative Democrats, that Obama won every category of people who said they went to church in that state except Catholics, which he lost. Hillary got 53% of the church-going Catholics in Wisconsin, but otherwise Obama won the church-going people. After that, you had the Reverend Wright story. You had his comments at the fundraiser out in San Francisco about bitter people killing guns and religion. Ohio, Pennsylvania, literally everywhere else, except literally everywhere else, he's lost people who say they go to church every week. And when you talk about Democrats in Pennsylvania and Ohio who go to church every week, that is the swing vote, I believe, in presidential elections. If McCain doesn't get it, he loses. If Obama doesn't get it, he loses. And right now he's very weak in that vote.
Yeah, and what's so ironic is that Obama seems to go to church every week, and I don't think John McCain does.
Well, that's a good point. Listen, McCain does not have a solid claim to that vote, and I don't think he has a real appeal to that vote. But I think the question people are asking themselves in that group, and by the way, in the exit polls yesterday, they asked people, did they think it was important that Obama had left the Trinity United Church of Christ?
Right.
And the people who said yes, and there was a chunk of Democrats who voted yesterday who said yes, they voted for Hillary. But I think the question that people have is, okay, obviously Barack Obama is a brilliant person, very thoughtful person, very inquisitive person. They have a hard time hooking that person that they see, as you say that they're getting to know, up to the guy who belonged to that church for 20 years and was friends with Reverend Wright and defended Reverend Wright until recently. They can't connect those two things.
Mm. And I would say that that's because the media has made a caricature of Reverend Wright and of the church. And, you know, they've taken 5 minutes out of a 20-year pastorate and held it up as if it represents everything. I mean, I'm sure, Terry, both you and I have had moments probably even public moments, that if the media took 8 days, 8 24-hour news cycles back-to-back, one after the other, and played a 30- or 60-second clip out of something that you or I have said could utterly destroy, or not necessarily destroy, could utterly transform the perception even of our regular listeners and your regular readers of who we are.
Well, I mean, I think it's fair to say that when someone runs for president, these kind of things get magnified. But I do think that it's a legitimate judgment for people to listen to the things that Reverend Wright said and say, this is a very radical point of view this person has, and not understand why Obama would be so tolerant over such a long period of time.
Yeah, except that he wasn't there. A, he wasn't there when it was said, and B, it was taken radically out of context, but that then gets into that debate about justifying it, which is an impossible debate to have, you know. Anyhow, Terry, thanks for the conversation.
Hey, thank you, Tom.
Terry Jeffrey, the editor-in-chief over at CNSNews.com. Much appreciated. 16 minutes past the hour, 866-303-2270.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
The Tom Hartman Program, your radio support group for We the People.
Stephanie Miller at 6 a.m., Tom Hartman at 9, weekday mornings on 1480 KPHX.
This Father's Day, whether he wants to take on a project or sit back and take it easy, Ace can help your dad get the job done with expert advice and great deals. Like a relaxer chair for just $29.99, Ace Royal Paint starting at the everyday low price of $19.99 a gallon, or pick up an Ace gift card. Hurry, sale runs Wednesday through Monday at Ace, the helpful place. Find your local Ace at acehardware.com. Prices good at participating Ace Hardware stores while supplies last. See store for details.
Can you sing as well as this?
Your knees are hurting and your back is aching.
Or rhyme like this.
A lead stops all the pain and I'm not faking.
Then log on to Aleve.com to sing about how Aleve lets you move pain-free. Your song could be in our next commercial.
Aleve's a good move for me.
Use it directly. No purchase necessary. For rules and entry information, visit www.aleve.com. Contest ends 6/30/2008. U.S. residents 21 or older. Void where prohibited.
Do you owe the IRS over $10,000 or have unfiled back taxes? If so, the IRS is looking for you. The IRS is the most brutal collection agency in the world, and this year has just hired a massive amount of new government agents to seize your property, garnish your wages, force you into foreclosure, and even put you in jail. The IRS will stop at nothing. Don't let this happen to you. Call Tax Relief ASAP at 877-222-9044 right now. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, you may qualify for the 2008 settlement program and get out for pennies of what you owe. But you must act now. Stop worrying. Stop looking over your shoulder and imagine the freedom you could have again. Call Tax Relief ASAP, the most effective tax firm with over 31 years of proven experience. Call Tax Relief ASAP now at 877-222-9044. That's 877-222-9044.
Listening to the radio, it's a daily activity for many people, right? But what if you couldn't listen to the radio, hear everyday conversations, or recognize voices of loved ones? Hearing loss is a common, preventable condition in the U.S., and it doesn't just affect the elderly. Protect your hearing. For more information on hearing loss and referrals to an otolaryngologist, the only medical doctor specifically trained to treat the ear, nose, throat, head, and neck, visit www.entdoctors.org. A message from the American Academy of Otolaryngology, Head and Neck Surgery.
Hi, this is Zach White again with 76 Mortgage. 76 Mortgage is a locally owned company that specializes in offering Arizona residents unparalleled rates and fees while still providing superior service. I guarantee I can beat any offer out there for residential mortgage financing, regardless of the program. At 76 Mortgage, we are willing to work for your mortgage business at a fraction of what our competitors offer, even if it means originating your mortgage for free. In most cases, there are no upfront or out-of-pocket fees, and we specialize in fast closes. And 76 Mortgage has been a proud sponsor of Nova M Radio since the beginning. We pride ourselves in taking very good care of the progressive community here in Phoenix. So call us today at 602-265-LOAN for a rate quote or check us out at 76mortgage.com. When you call, you will always deal directly with me or my partner, Jeremy Schachter, not an employee.
BK number 0907413.
So call 602-265-5626 or log on to 76mortgage.com.
Local economies are strong economies. Hi, this is Tom Hartman. Local media connects local business with local customers. While corporate radio companies have turned their backs on local communities, 1480 KPHX proudly specializes in providing effective advertising to Valley-owned businesses. Keep Progressive Talk going strong and keep more of your dollars right here in town. Visit the sponsor directory at 1480kphx.com.
Randy Rhodes is next at noon, then Jeff Farias at 3 p.m. This is 1480 KPHX.
I'm waking up at the start of the end of the world, but it's feeling just like every other morning before. Now I wonder what my life is going to mean if it's gone. The cars are moving like a half a mile.
21 minutes past the hour. It's the Tom Hartman Program. Welcome back. 866-303-2270, our telephone number. Toll free all across the United States, and I believe in most countries these days you can call into an 800 number in the United States if you like. And also tomhartman.com if you'd like to drop into our live chat room. And if you want to see our live video stream right now from the our world headquarters here at Air America, go to airamerica.com/tomvision, T-H-O-M, vision. And you get to see You see the inside of our little studio here. Vanessa in Los Angeles, listening on K-Talk. Hey, Vanessa, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Hi. Last night's speech was not a surprise to me. Hillary has been running a scorch-and-burn campaign since Super Tuesday. Therefore, her next step, independent.
It was a surprise to me, Vanessa. I guess, I'm more naive than I thought I was. I don't think, though, that she'll run as an independent, but we'll see. I just can't imagine. I think she's going to stay inside. She's not going to pull a Joe Lieberman. No. I really don't think so. But we'll see. John in Seattle. Hey, John. John, you're on the air.
Hi. Yeah. I think that Hillary's speech last night was actually spot on. I think that everything she said, how she said it, and what she didn't say, claiming her victories, she's the support of the majority of Americans behind her. And I think that to just walk away and
wait a second. How can you say she has the majority of the support of the majority of Americans?
Because 17.5 to 18 million. I don't know. I've lost track.
But that doesn't count all the caucus states. There's a whole bunch of states where millions of voters had a few thousand people represent them at the caucuses. And those most of those went for Barack Obama, and those are not counted in that total.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, in a caucus state in Iowa, I don't know what the population of Iowa is, but let's just say for purposes of discussion, it's 4 million in Iowa. There, and I don't know how many people showed up, but again, for purposes of discussion, let's say that in all the various caucuses, 5 or 10,000 people showed up, and half of them voted for Obama and half for Hillary. Let's just even say there was a split. That would be counted as 5,000 votes. But had there been primary rather than a caucus, it might have been 2 million votes. And Obama won that one.
Bottom line is, these guys are extremely close. She's got a following behind her. And
I agree with you on both those points.
And I think we need to get past this mentality of Hillary versus Obama, Obama versus Hillary.
That's what I was hoping she would do last night. Let's move up past that mentality into the we're all in this together. It's the Democratic Party. John McCain is the enemy that unites us, as it were. And the friend of my the enemy of my enemy is my friend. And let's bring this party together. Why didn't she do that?
I think the fact that she's letting she went over her victories. She's keeping the notion that she's going to still be there. She hasn't decided. She wants it. She wants the position of VP.
I'd like to have the position of CEO of Microsoft, but I'm not going to get it. I mean,
I'm hiring somebody, I want them to aggressively go after the position. I don't want
them
to quit. I want to hear them. I want to hear their emails. I want to hear their phone calls.
That's why staying in this race all the way up until this point.
They have 18 million people behind them.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you. And that's why I have supported and defended her participation in this race. Probably one of the lone voices in progressive talk radio doing so up until this point. But he crossed the threshold where even without Michigan and Florida, he crossed the threshold where he has the majority of the requisite number of superdelegates to be the official nominee of the party. At that point, she should have had the good grace, as Mike Huckabee did, to say, okay, you win. I'm on your side now. How can I help?
Well, I have a slight problem with that because the fact of the matter is that he got 60 to 70 superdelegates to just suddenly come out of nowhere last night. He would not have.
She had 200 and some odd superdelegates who came out of nowhere at the very beginning.
He would not have gotten it based solely on the votes of South Dakota and Montana last night. He needed 87% at least in both states.
But, John, neither one of them would have gotten that. And the fact of the matter is that he did win the majority of elected delegates.
And so he arranged a backdoor deal.
No, this is not a backdoor deal. This is politics.
Out of nowhere. I, that's kind of cheesy.
No, John, this is how easy. How do you don't think Hillary Clinton has any superdelegates?
Suddenly she has 100 less superdelegates than Barack Obama.
It was a backdoor deal that got her superdelegates?
I believe that she sent out letters.
She started the race with almost 200 more superdelegates than he did.
Read on Air America Radio, the letter that she sent to the superdelegates claiming her case, that she has won more big Democratic states than Barack Obama has.
Right. No, I know the talking points, John. I know the talking points. It's 27 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program.
Call Tom at 866-303-2270. Randy Rhodes at noon. Jeff Barrios at 3. Weekday afternoons on 1480 KPHX.
Hi, Tom Hartman here, and now I want to talk to you about gold. Gold is real money, and it's been real money for over 5,000 years. As you know, gold will still be real money when the dollar is just a footnote in history. That's why I began buying gold years ago, and now I acquire gold and silver coins through ITM Trading. You should call ITM, too. 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. There may be rumors of a strong dollar policy or rallies that send the dollar higher for a short time, but trust me, the dollar's future is already baked into the cake. The USA has gone from a creditor nation in the 70s to the largest debtor nation the world has ever known. That's why some nations don't even want to take the American dollar today. So I hope you're listening when I tell you that you should call my friends at ITM Trading and get some gold today. Your long-term financial future may depend on it. Talk to the experts at ITM Trading. They'll answer your questions and send you a free information packet about owning gold to help you get started. It's really simple. Call and talk to their experts at 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD.
You know, not too long ago, I found a leak in my roof, and I got a few estimates from roofing companies in the area. I decided on dry-fit roofing for the job. They began by removing the deck on top of my roof. Then they repaired the leak and quickly rebuilt the deck. But 6 weeks later, the leak that they fixed wasn't fixed. So dry-fit came back to take another look. Only I wasn't home, but they went ahead and removed the deck again anyway, and then replaced another portion of the roof. The wrong portion. So, of course, I called them, and called them, and called them. But I still haven't heard back from Dry Fit Roofing. At the end of the day, it cost me $4,000 for a leaky roof and a destroyed deck.
Find thousands of unbiased reports and reviews from people in your area on Angie's List. Our members share their experiences with each other so that you can choose the service company that's right for your job the first time around. Borrow some experience at AngiesList.com.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Obama's stand. I'm Ed Donahue. In Washington today, Barack Obama told Jewish leaders he will not negotiate with terrorist groups and he will be a strong ally of Israel.
We cannot relent. We cannot yield. And as president, I will never compromise when it comes to Israel's security.
McCain supporter Congressman Eric Cantor says Obama lacks the experience to stand up for Israel.
John McCain doesn't need any on-the-job training. It's just in his DNA.
The California Supreme Court refused to delay finalizing its ruling to legalize same-sex marriage in the state. United Airlines is cutting more than 1,000 jobs, removing some fuel-guzzling airplanes, and is cutting domestic capacity. What does this mean for flyers? Tom Parsons is with bestfares.com.
That means when we hit high-demand seasons, That means the airlines are going to be able to charge more money.
Chicago, Madrid, Tokyo, and Rio de Janeiro are the four finalists to host the 2016 Summer Olympics. The Dow is up 42 points. I'm Ed Donahue.
1480 KPHX, Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Sticking a big old wad of truth in your ear every day. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Jody here, and I'm Beth of the West Valley Two Men and a Truck Moving Service. You know, there are important questions you should ask when hiring a moving company. Does the mover charge by the piece or by the hour? At Two Men and a Truck, we always charge by the hour, not the piece. Does the moving company carry workers' compensation insurance for their movers?
We carry workman's compensation on all our employees.
Should there be an accident or mishap, are items insured for their actual replacement value or simply by the pound?
Our damage policy is repair, replace, or actual cash value.
Does the moving company support organizations that support your values?
Two Men in a Truck is a proud sponsor of 1480 and supports organizations like City of Hope and Toys for Tots.
So get a move on for your free, no-obligation estimate. Call 602-242-2180 or log on to wearemovers.com.
Each franchise is independently owned and operated.
Call 602-242-2180 and get moving today.
Hi, I'm Christine, office manager at Evanston Electric. When you're in need of an expert electrician for any electrical repair, including whole house rewiring, service upgrades, please feel free to give Evanston Electric a call. At Evanston Electric, we pride ourselves in quality, on-time, valley-wide service. We will take care of all of your residential and light commercial needs, from the simple to the complex, all with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call us today at 623-580-VOLT. That's 623-580-8658. Or go to 1480kphx.com and click on our web tile there. However, if you're looking for a way to spark up your business, I highly recommend contacting the marketing professionals at 1480kphx. They'll help you create an advertising campaign that will not only increase traffic to your business, but specifically target your ideal client.
Hi, I'm Mari Connor, Senior Account Executive with 1480kphx. To re-energize your business, click on the advertise link at 1480kphx.com.
Robert E. Lee, Appomattox Courthouse, 1865. Emperor Hirohito, Tokyo, 1945. Sanjaya Malakar, American Idol, 2006. Throughout the ages, there were those who knew when it was time to give up.
When it's over.
And then there's Hillary.
I'm staying in this race until there's a nominee.
The battle continues. Activate your passion on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. Back to the Tom Hartman Program, live on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
It's past the hour. It's the Tom Hartman radio program. And trying to make our computer work. Sometimes, you know, the wonders of computerism, anyhow. There's strange stuff going on in the world. Some of it downright crazy, I'll tell you. This is from the wire services, as we say. Straight man accidentally sees Sex in the City. A self-styled heterosexual man from Akron, Ohio, said today he was traumatized over the weekend after attending a showing of the new Sarah Jessica Parker film Sex and the City. Henry Colton, 34, said that he bought a ticket to the summer blockbuster Iron Man at his neighborhood multiplex, but wandered into the theater showing Sex in the City instead. The minute the movie came on, I knew something was terribly, terribly wrong, he said. Mr. Colton, a sales clerk at a Home Depot in the Akron suburbs, said he tried to leave the theater immediately, but was seated in the middle of a row, making it impossible to escape without causing commotion. Everyone around me was laughing their heads out and shouting, "You go, girl," he said. It was terrifying. A spokesman for New Line Cinema, the company that released Sex in the City, said that the film grossed $55 million over the weekend, but that Mr. Colton was the only heterosexual man known to have seen it. Friends of Mr. Colton, who spoke on condition of anonymity, said that the Akron man seemed shaken by the experience of seeing the movie, and was concerned that others might now doubt his long-standing claim of being heterosexual. Davis Longston, a professor of human sexuality at the University of Minnesota, said that a straight man could attend a film such as Sex in the City without experiencing any change in sexual identity. A heterosexual man could see that movie and remain heterosexual at its conclusion, Dr. Longston said. Having said that, it's totally gay that this guy did this. Thanks. A tip of the hat to Andy Borowitz, borowitzreport.com. You know, we really need to reset this conversation. I've said what I have to say about Hillary's remarks last night, my disappointment with them, what I thought she should have said. I don't want to turn the rest of the show into a Hillary bashing whatever. The fact of the matter is that the Democratic Party has a presidential nominee. It's Barack Obama. The Republican Party, a presumptive nominee. The Republican Party has a presumptive nominee. It is John McCain. And I really think that we need to get on with the conversation about what's going on with John McCain and what's going on with our country. You know, and it, just the train wreck that is our diplomacy, the train wreck that is, frankly, John McCain. So we need to move along. But so anyhow, Jake in Eureka, California. Hey, Jake, what's on your mind?
Hi, Tom. How's it going? Unfortunately, I think Hillary Clinton's speech last night, you know, basically an attempt to sabotage Obama's candidacy, is the first salvo in her campaign for the 2012 nomination. And
That conspiracy theory has been going around for a long, long time, Jake, and I still have a hard time believing it. Her behavior. Did you see her and Barack Obama's speeches before AIPAC today?
No, but I caught the speech last night.
Yeah, I'd love to hear from somebody who did. I was doing show prep, and then I was on the air on KPOJ. And what I've read now so far from several emails is that Barack Obama went to some lengths to praise Hillary Clinton in his speech, and in her speech she didn't mention him in her intro remarks, and then she went on to speak, perhaps disparagingly, of the nominee of our party. I don't get it. I just don't get it. If that's the case, if it's not the case, then you know somebody, please correct me. Let's get this out here. Mary in Seattle. Hey, Mary.
Yeah, Mary. Mary. Yeah, Tom.
Hi, Tom. It's Mary.
Yeah. I was the last caller yesterday. I had talked about I wanted to have a write-in thing, but my candidate lost last night. I know that she will not be the nominee, and yet. Since I called in this morning, I never heard so many people that want Obama. You're all so morose. He won. Why are these people calling in one after another saying they're devastated because Hillary didn't say what you wanted her to say?
Well, because the reason why...
in the Democratic Party.
Mary, there's a reason why the loser in a primary, particularly a very popular loser, and Hillary Clinton is very popular. She has broad support and deep support in this country.
That's right.
And she's a very good candidate. And the reason why the loser in a primary embraces the winner is because that is very often the thing that provides that 2 or 3 or 4% margin by which most presidents have won the presidency in the last 50 years.
Well, this time it's a little different, though, and people shouldn't be so upset.
Then this time John McCain may be our president.
And if he is, then we just have to march in the streets to win back our rights that we let our Democratic Party take away.
Yeah.
They had the chance to vote, and they always said, oh, no, the Republicans were the majority. But the Republicans
Mary, I share your frustration with the leadership of the Democratic Party.
I'm frustrated with our Democratic Party.
And I'm not picking on Nancy Pelosi because she's a woman, or Harry Reid because he's a man, for that matter. I think that Harry Reid, and Mary, thanks for the call, and I agree with Bernie Sanders. Harry Reid should have been forcing the Republicans to have every single filibuster on the floor. Stand there for the next 24 hours and talk if you want, if you're going to filibuster something. And Nancy Pelosi, on the other hand, actually, I understand her situation. She has a 30-some-odd vote majority in the House of Representatives, yet more than 40 of the elected Democrats are representing districts that typically have gone Republican and are very conservative. She's herding cats. She doesn't have a majority of progressives. She doesn't even really have a majority of solid Democrats, a reliable majority. It's much more difficult for her politically and to deal with these things, frankly, in my opinion, than it is Harry Reid. I get that. But, enough said. Mike in Detroit. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Tom. Just briefly, one of the things that's really concerning to me, looking at what's just happened in the Democratic primary and moving forward to the general election, the literacy of the electorate is very, very scary. And this goes back to you and cracking the code. If you look at the Democratic primary, factual information about what actually happened in the primary, no one seems to know anymore.
Right.
Which basically tells me that when you move ahead to the general election, you can make up anything, you can say anything, and if you say it enough times, people will start to believe it. So if you go back, if you take the primary, just just for one thing specifically, you start the process off with, here's a game, you can play, here's the rules, you have to fill out a form, and you sign up. Everybody did. Halfway through, like, God, I don't like these rules, I'm going to change them. So that happened, but everybody forgot what the original rules were, everybody's forgotten what the original delegate count was, everyone's forgotten who won what state, how you count caucuses. So now you move fast forward to the general election. We're going to face the exact same thing. And what concerns me about this the most, Hillary Clinton is one of the most intelligent, capable people that I've ever seen in my life. For her supporters to be so illiterate as to actually what happened in the election scares the heck out of me, which basically means these are the ones who support the smart candidate moving forward. It will be so easy to tell these people anything, and they just forget what actually happened. They just spin reality.
Well, respectfully, I broadly would disagree. I would say that there has been a very, very effective effort at spin. I was astounded, frankly, last night watching MSNBC to see them alternating on the screen, on the chyron, at the bottom of the screen, between the delegate count and the popular vote. The popular vote is not a metric to determine by either party who their nominee is going to be. Nobody knows what kind of popular vote John McCain won. The popular vote that Ron Paul has won has never been discussed. Ron Paul, by the way, is still in the race, in the Republican race, and actually taken a good chunk out of John McCain's butt in a few of these recent states. And speaking of Montana, for example, John McCain didn't, they had caucuses, Republican caucuses. John McCain didn't even win them, and it wasn't mentioned last night. Now, of course, it was back 6 months ago, but nonetheless, he didn't even win them. I mean, it's almost like the corporate media in America is already carrying water for the Republican Party under the guise of sowing disunity in the Democratic Party.
Well, Tom, here's my question to you. A gentleman just called. He was passionately debating you about what happened in the Democratic Party primary, and then you mentioned to him, well, that doesn't include the caucuses.
Right.
Like, I didn't know that, and then just kept talking.
Don't confuse me with the facts. My mind is made up.
Exactly. I mean, it's so much of that, and I applaud Paul Begala because I got this phrase from him, one of Hillary's biggest supporters. He said that facts are very stubborn things.
Yeah.
And no matter what you do, they just keep popping up. They just keep popping up. The emotional argument that the Hillary Clinton supporters have, I agree with it. I understand it. I see how they can feel dejected, hurt, all of those things. And I think that's fair, and I can even empathize with that. If they would have that discussion and separate it out from what factually happened and say, I feel horrible about this, but there has to be some culpability for a basically political neophyte.
Yeah.
To come from nowhere.
Well, to some extent, I think that some of the Clinton supporters are probably feeling like Democrats in general felt in 2000 and 2004 when they felt that the election was stolen from them. There's sort of PTSD flashback here. There's recollection of all those negative feelings. And I get that, and that's why it's so important for the person who's at the head of the ticket to participate in and begin that healing process. Mike, thanks a lot for the call. It is just so important that Hillary Clinton begin moving us beyond this divisiveness. And last night was the big speech that she would have in front of the world to do that. Well, here I am back talking about that. 45 minutes past the hour.
Tom Hartman.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program.
Mike Malloy at 6 p.m. Rachel Maddow at 9. Weeknights on 1480 KPHX.
Hi, Tom Hartman here, and now I want to talk to you about gold. Gold is real money, and it's been real money for over 5,000 years. As you know, gold will still be real money when the dollar is just a footnote in history. That's why I began buying gold years ago, and now I acquire gold and silver coins through ITM Trading. You should call ITM too, 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. There may be rumors of a strong dollar policy or rallies that send the dollar higher for a short time, but trust me, the dollar's future is already baked into the cake. The USA has gone from a creditor nation in the 70s to the largest debtor nation the world has ever known. That's why some nations don't even want to take the American dollar today. So I hope you're listening when I tell you that you should call my friends at ITM Trading and get some gold today. Your long-term financial future may depend on it. Talk to the experts at ITM Trading. They'll answer your questions and send you a free information packet about owning gold to help you get started. It's really simple. Call and talk to their experts at 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD.
Are you feeling the crunch of high gas prices? Hi, this is Howard, owner of Community Tire and Auto Service Specialist, and I'd like to offer a few ways to maximize every gallon of gas. Observe the speed limit on highways. It can actually save you up to 85 cents per gallon in fuel efficiency. Also, by getting regular tune-ups, changing your oil and filter, and keeping your tires properly inflated, you can save up to 70 cents per gallon in fuel efficiency. At Community Tire, we want to help you make your vehicle as fuel efficient as possible. So from now through Memorial Day, bring your car to one of our four valley locations, mention 1480. We'll change your oil, filter, and rotate and inflate your tires and give you a complete summer travel inspection for 1480. For more information or for store locations, call 602-569-4930 or log on to CommunityTireAZ.com. That's CommunityTireAZ.com. At Community Tire, the community is our priority. 602-569-4930.
Arizona homeowners, what do you think's the next leading consumer of energy in your home? You know, besides your air conditioner. Hey, this is Jeff Farias, and if you own a pool, then your pool is the second largest consumer of energy in your home. When your pool pump is running, it can be like leaving every light in your home on for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, with the revolutionary Tight Watt Pool Timer, you could reduce your pool energy consumption by 63%. But don't believe me. Log on to tightwatt.com and calculate your potential energy savings right now. The energy-efficient Tight Watt Timer is easy to use and can easily pay for itself in the first year. Year-round control saves money and energy. So what are you waiting for? Log on to tightwatt.com. That's TIGHTWATT.com or call 1-877-779-7967. Mention 1480 and pay only $14.80 for installation. Save money when it's hot. Be sure to install the timer from Tightwatt. Log on to Tightwatt.com right now.
You want security for the road ahead. The key to achieving your financial security is planning. Maybe you want to fund your children's college education, protect your family during your working years, or guarantee your own retirement security. These things simply won't happen on their own. You need someone to help make a plan to meet your financial objectives. But who do you turn to? Who will take the time to listen to your needs, your dreams? How about a progressive thinker and a progressive financial planning professional? Hi, I'm Donna Greathouse, local agent with New York Life, and a proud supporter of 1480 KPHX. I serve the financial and insurance needs of both traditional and non-traditional families in the Valley. Call me today for your free financial needs analysis at 480-840-2370. That's 480-840-2370.
The Randy Rhoads Show, weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX.
And a half minutes before the hour. Tom Hartman here with you. 866-303-2270, our number. David in Fort Worth, Florida. Hey, David.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Let me preface my comments by saying that neither Hillary nor Obama were my candidate, so I'm not biased either way.
Yeah, I started out as a Kucinich and an Edwards guy. I mean,
you and me both. Kucinich, I'm from Cleveland, and I know a lot more about him than the media would allow. Discussion concerning, but so Dennis was my original pick. I think that what's occurring inside both the Clinton campaign and the entire primary process now is a calculated effort to keep those who are rabidly long-term, have their dreams vested in Hillary, involved in this process. And a concession speech and a hug and a kiss last night would not have done that. And I think that this is something that they have to work through over a period of time.
So wait a minute, let me get this straight. You're suggesting that by not acknowledging Obama's victory last night, Hillary Clinton was doing that to benefit him?
I think in the long term, people, if she would have been making the typical concession speech last night, there would have been a percentage and a damaging percentage in the fall elections that would have walked away and say, I'm not sticking with this candidate, my candidate lost, and I'm just not going to turn out.
But see, I'm hearing that right now. That's what I'm getting an email from people is, from some of the stronger Hillary supporters is, either A, we're going to take it to the convention, or B, I'm out of here.
Well, and I think that this is a very calculated balancing act that they're performing, and I think this is one of the reasons why Obama specifically has been very careful in his comments, because he needs those Ohio voters and those Pennsylvania voters, and we need those Ohio voters and those Pennsylvania voters.
Sure.
And whatever they have to do to maintain that solid block, because they're making sure that Hillary's comfortable, and that's where they're going to take their direction from.
Mm-hmm.
And conceding last night, I don't think would have been perceived to be Hillary speaking honestly. And if they see her feeling slighted, just like that, they're gone.
Yeah.
I think it's a very calculated, and Hillary's not stupid, and Bill's not stupid, and Obama's not stupid, and I think they have to be very careful what they send out in terms of an impression before this fall election actually takes place. On does she feel slighted in the process? Right or wrong, good or bad, fair or not, they're gonna run.
Very, very interesting.
It's a tough balancing act, but I don't think I have a choice right now.
Yeah, I got it. David, thank you very much. I hadn't considered it from that perspective, and I'm still not sure let me chew on that one for a little while. It might take a few minutes. It might take a day or so. And it's going to be interesting to – and by the way, folks in the chat room tell me that actually Hillary said nice things about Obama during her speech at AIPAC. I stand corrected, and I salute her for that. Eddie in Portland, Oregon. Hey, Eddie.
Oh, hi, Tom. How are you?
Just great. What's up?
I believe that you put it out very clearly earlier today during the show. I mean, this coming election is not about McCain or Obama or Hillary. This whole thing is about we the people, about liberty and justice and the pursuit of happiness. Mm-hmm. We are losing it every day on a very fast pace. And if we don't get our act together, forget our differences and stop thinking selfishness and stop being greedy, we are going to fall at the bottom of the pit, and no one can save us. This is about us. We have to think about this nation and our children and what's going to happen to us when we grow old.
Yeah.
That's what I believe.
And what kind of world we're going to leave to our children, and whether, I mean, here we are in a world, thank you, Eddie, very much, we're in a world where 90% of the big fish in the oceans have vanished, where the majority of large mammals that are not food animals for humans, setting aside cows and pigs, the majority of large mammals in the world are at risk for extinction. And by the way, we're one of the large mammals. We're the top predator. This puts us at risk. Where there is not a single biological system on this planet that is not in decline. And there, radical things need to be done, not just to save the United States. We're talking about the Earth. I encourage you to get a copy of Leonardo DiCaprio's. It's out in DVD. His movie, The 11th Hour. It's a good. Chris in Carson City, Nevada. Nevada.
Hey Tom.
Hey Chris. What's up?
I think I'm. You sort of took the wind out of my sails here a bit, but I agree with your last caller. I think that this situation is far more complex and subtle than emotional fair play would indicate. I think that the Clintons have been around and have been reputedly considered the most astute politicians to hit the scene ever. I mean, in a long time. And I think to dissemble her motivations as if we all can read her mind is, I think it's a bit presumptuous.
Well, I haven't asserted her motivation at all, and probably unlike a lot of folks who view her as a narcissist or as evil or whatever. I mean, I get all this email about how terrible she is. I don't go there. I don't believe it, frankly. I don't know what her motivation is. That's why I said I'm disappointed and I'm baffled.
Well, you know, that's what I'm saying. I think that when you get into the internecine things that have gone on, I mean, consider Barack Obama came from out of nowhere. Now, he might be riding the charisma surfboard of the, you know, of the millennium, but you know, charisma doesn't just bring you into the internet or the national stage like that. He's connected up. I mean, mm-hmm. He somehow has made deals with whatever it takes to get to that level. He didn't just do it.
No, he's clearly, you know, he's part of the system now.
Yeah. So the point is, I think to denigrate Hillary, you know, in the sense of giving Barack, you know, some rocket ship blast off to the nomination, I don't think that's realistic. I think this is politics, and it's hardball politics.
And let's
get
some time.
We've got to wait to see what they really think, the Clintons.
Yeah. Okay, Chris. Thanks a lot for your input.
The Tom Hartman Program.
Truth in Broadcasting.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
You know, it's not pleasant to talk about, but it's one thing that every man over the age of 30 should know about, an enlarged prostate. Prostate enlargement can cause frequent urination and even sexual problems. So between getting up in the middle of the night to urinate and possible sexual problems, an enlarged prostate becomes a giant pain in the... Well, you get the idea. Now, what if I told you there was an all-natural way to help your body keep your prostate healthy? There is. It's called Beta Prostate, and it's an all-natural prostate vitamin. No crazy medications with strange side effects, just a natural supplement that helps maintain your prostate. Beta Prostate has proven ingredients that target and feed your prostate with healthy nutrients. If you're over the age of 30, be proactive in keeping your prostate in good health. Try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 1-800-954-0803. That's 1-800-954-0803. Your health is too important to wait, so call now. 1-800-954-0803. That's 1-800-954-0803.
The information contained on your computer is worth more than the computer itself. Just imagine the cost of losing your family photos, your music, your financial information, and all the other documents you keep on your computer. Backing up your files is the only sure way to protect the information on your computer. With one call, 5to9 Computer Services will come to you to set up a backup scheme that fits your needs. Give 5to9 a call at 602-535-5699 or visit us online at aztechsupport.net.
There's a program on 1480 KPHX on Saturdays at 1 p.m. called Desert Politics. Brought to you by the Maricopa County Democratic Party, this program gets to the issues that face our cities, our county, and our state. Talk with the people who identify the problems, suggest solutions, and pass the legislation. We'll discuss those things happening at the Capitol that you don't hear discussed anywhere else. Just for fun, we'll mine the legislative archives for those quotes and bills that will make you scratch your head wondering what they're thinking. Join us Saturdays at 1 p.m. on 1480 KPHX for Desert Politics.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. The day after becoming the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee, Barack Obama's focus was on foreign relations today. He told the pro-Israel lobbying group AIPAC he will be a steadfast ally of Israel and will not negotiate with terror groups. But he also said it's wrong to rule out talks with Iran's leadership.
I think we have no time to waste. We cannot unconditionally rule out an approach that could prevent Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon.
Earlier, Obama had been criticized for saying he would meet unconditionally with the president of Iran. Senator John McCain today said that it is a naive approach that indicates a lack of judgment and experience on Obama's part. McCain today also called for a series of town hall meetings with Obama so voters could talk with them about the issues.
I think they want a new kind of discussion. I think they want a real chance to express their hopes and dreams and aspirations for the future, and I think they'd like to hear directly from the candidates.
He is proposing the first be held next week in New York. We are just getting word at this time that Barack Obama has tapped three people to lead a vice presidential candidate search, including Caroline Kennedy. President Bush has been meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert, and the AP's Mark Smith reports the White House believes the peace process is moving forward despite efforts to topple the Israeli leader.
Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice says conditions for Mideast peacemaking are never ideal, and other officials insist the negotiations are bigger than one man. Meantime, the president's looking on with some detachment, telling aides the rough and tumble of Israeli politics strikes him as being like full-court karate.
California can go ahead and issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples beginning June 17th. That state Supreme Court has refused to put the matter on hold until the fall election. A constitutional ban on gay marriage is expected to be on the ballot. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow up 58. This is AP Radio News. United is cutting jobs and services as it deals with high jet fuel costs, including the grounding of 70 fuel-guzzling planes. Tom Parsons with BestFares.com says the cost of flying is going to continue to rise.
By removing these gas guzzlers and also removing capacity, that means when we hit high demand seasons, that means the airlines are going to be able to charge more money.
Oil today is trading at less than $123 a barrel. The cities which are finalists to hold the 2016 Olympics are Chicago, Tokyo, Madrid, and Rio de Janeiro. The decision was announced today by the International Olympic Committee. A final selection will be made in October of 2009. Big Brown will begin his bid to complete the Triple Crown by breaking from the number one post at the Belmont Stakes. The Kentucky Derby and Preakness winner drew the inside post position today. He'll be racing against nine other horses. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by PGA Tour Superstore. Buy a select Callaway driver at any PGA Tour Superstore and receive a free gas card up to $100 in value. Visit any PGA Tour Superstore for details.
1480 KPHX, Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. It's talk radio for the rest of us. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
I was lucky enough to find out about Laurel Langmire. Since then, I own 16 investment properties. I have a C-Corp, an S-Corp. I have six LLCs.
Free yourself from the daily grind of your 9-to-5 job.
My experience in the first 4 months, I walked away with almost $300,000.
Laurel Langmire has personally coached hundreds of entrepreneurs into financial freedom.
Laurel and her team blew me away, and I went, I got to work with this lady.
Laurel teaches you how to live in a wealth cycle and stay there. A master of customized one-on-one guidance, Laurel Langmire can place you on the road to financial independence.
Hi, I'm Laurel Langmire. Creating wealth is not as difficult as you may think. If you're ready to turn your financial dreams into reality, then I want you to have my Extreme Money Makeover CD for free.
Call now for this limited-time special offer. Get Laurel's Money Makeover CD and her best-selling book, The Millionaire Maker. Both the book and the CD for free. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Call 800-937-6154. 800-937-6154.
Business Needs Incorporated wants to know, how's business today? Have you taken the time to assess your business lately? Have you reviewed your business plan? Maybe you've achieved the goals you've set for yourself and are ready to take that next step to really grow your business. Business Needs knows changes in the market and advances in technology influence the direction of your company, and it's likely time to reset your plan. If your business climate, clientele, or products have changed, it's time to re-strategize and maximize your profits and productivity. Call Business Needs Incorporated at 602-595-5210. With over 25 years of experience helping owners accomplish success in their industry, Business Needs offers impartial, unemotional, and efficient solutions to lowering your tax liability and creating real, executable strategies that put your business ahead of your competition. Businesses don't plan to fail. They fail to plan. Call Business Needs at 602-595-5210 or visit them online at businessneedsaz.com.
The Randy Rhodes Show.
But I'd like for you to give me your commitment today that you will be voting for Hillary for vice president. Who is going to be able to stop that train? So if she wants to be vice president, she's going to be vice president. If she doesn't want to be vice president, then you have to ask yourself, why is she still on the campaign trail and what does she want?
The Randy Rhodes Show, weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX. This is the Tom Hartman Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. This is the Tom Hartman Program.
You're in the Democracy Zone with Tom Hartman.
Now, here's Tom Hartman.
Well, sometimes you know what you know, and sometimes you know what you don't know, and sometimes you don't know what you know, and sometimes you don't even know what you need to know, or sometimes, as the Fireside Theater says,
you know that you're wrong, but you fear you're right. You suspect you're out of sync, and think that you're out of your mind.
Everything you know is wrong.
Is it possible that there is a secret history to the American Empire? John Perkins is with us again. He's the author of Confessions of an Economic Hitman. He has a new book out, The Secret History of the American Empire, Economic Hitmen, Jackals, and the Truth About Global Corruption. John, welcome.
Hey, Tom. Thanks. It's great to be with you again.
Great to have you back on the show. The Secret History of American Empire. I thought a lot of this stuff was pretty out in the open. What am I missing?
Well, I think, you know, unfortunately, most of us here in the United States don't realize that we truly are reaping the fruits of a vast empire that survives on tremendous exploitation of resources and people around the world. It's been built, unlike other empires, not through the military, but through economic hitmen, and therefore it's been done pretty secretly. And I think that's very dangerous because when other empires were built, everyone knew they were sending their young men off to war to conquer other lands. It was done out in the open. Because this one's done using people like what I used to do, economic hitmen, the American public doesn't understand that. And for a democracy, it's essential that the voting public be educated, understand what their foreign policy is all about. If we don't understand that, if this truly is being done in secret, then it's very hard for us to be educated voters, which to me is a real threat to us as a democracy. It's why I write these books, Tom.
You know, in 1773, the British passed the Tea Act, which actually lowered the taxes on tea for the British East India Company, which gave them a huge competitive edge against the small entrepreneurial tea importers and tea sellers up and down the east coast of the United States. And threatened to put thousands of small businesses. I mean, basically, it was the Walmartization of America effort on the part of the British East India Company. You know, this was organized in back rooms by people like you're describing. This is not something new.
Well, it's not new, and yet the British also had a very strong military presence here and enforced it. And ultimately, I think it was the Boston Massacre. It was things like that. It sent us over the edge.
Yeah, but the Boston Tea Party really started. And you read Jefferson's writings before that. He had just written, you know, a summary view of the rights of British Americans, a little booklet on how to be a good citizen of England. You know, 6 months later, the Tea Party happens, and a month after that, he's talking about revolution.
Yeah, and you know, despite the tea taxes and all those commercial things that are very much like what economic hitmen do today, there's no question. There was also that very physical presence of the military here. Americans knew that we were a dominated people under the British Empire,
right,
which was essentially an imperialistic military empire. Today, things are a bit different. I think in a lot of the rest of the world, people do understand that our presence is a very imperialistic one, but we in the United States don't realize. I think most British citizens at that time knew that their armies were going around the world, not just to the United States, but to many other places. But today, we're aware of Iraq, we're aware of Afghanistan, but we're not aware of the very subtle things that we do and very dangerous things throughout Africa, Latin America, the Middle East, and Asia.
Yeah. We're talking with John Perkins, his new book, The Secret History of the American Empire, Economic Hitmen, Jackals, and the Truth About Global Corruption. John, let's define some terms here. Economic hitman.
Well, I think it's fair to say we're the ones who created this empire, and we've done it many different ways, but without the military. Perhaps the most common is that we'll identify a third world country with resources our corporations covet, like oil, arrange a huge loan to that country, but the money doesn't go to the country. It goes to our own corporations to build power plants and roads and industrial parks in that country, things that help a few rich people but don't help the majority of the people who are too poor to buy electricity or drive cars or don't have skills to get jobs in industrial parks. Mm-hmm. And yet they're all left holding this huge debt that they can't repay. So at some point we go back and say, listen, Give us a pound of flesh. Sell your oil real cheap to our oil companies. Vote with us on the next UN vote. Send troops in support of ours to Iraq or someplace like that. And when we fail, which isn't too often, I talk about how I failed in Panama and Ecuador, then the jackals go in and either overthrow governments or assassinate the leaders, as what happened when I failed with Jaime Roldos in Ecuador. He was assassinated, the same with Omar Torrijos in Panama.
Mm-hmm. So, John Negroponte, is he a jackal?
He's closer to the economic hitman side of it. I don't think he actually goes in and assassinates people.
No, but I mean, he went down to El Salvador, and within a matter of months, all of a sudden there were these death squads, and people were showing up with their hands tied behind their back and a bullet in their head. He went over to Iraq, and I predicted on the air that within a week we'd start seeing the same kind of political assassinations we saw in El Salvador with people with their hands tied behind their back and a bullet in their head. And sure enough, 2 weeks later, it started.
Exactly. You know, that's the corporatocracy, what I call the corporatocracy at work, and people like Negroponte move around the highest circles of government and corporations, and all of this is being done in the name of corporations, which I also think, Tom, gives us great hope that we can change this without blood, without militarization, because it's an empire that's built by corporations, and they are totally dependent on us to buy their goods and services.
And beyond that, they're dependent upon our governments to sanction their existence. And you know, at least in theoretically in a democracy, we get to make those rules.
True. And, you know, I've been kind of on this road trip since Confessions came out in November of 2004. I'm right now in San Francisco, going up to Eugene and Portland in the next couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what I found in these last 3.5 years, I think the American people really are waking up. I think we're beginning to understand this and beginning to understand that if we just don't buy shirts made in sweatshops, there'll be no more sweatshops, or the sweatshops will become legitimate factories where the workers there get real wages and health care and retirement. If we refuse to buy anything that isn't made with integrity...
John, it's not going to happen.
I believe it is, Tom.
You can't say to somebody who's making $15,000, $20,000 a year working as a clerk at 7-Eleven and part-time and working part-time as a janitor at the school down the street and trying to put, you know, three kids through school and whatever, you can't say to them, sorry, you can't shop at Walmart. You've got to shop at the upscale, all-union-made, nice, warm and fuzzy, costs three times as much store down the street. You can't do it.
Well, Nike.
What you have to do is use the power of government. You have to wake people up to the horrors that are happening and say, okay, if you want to make something with a sweatshop, we're going to impose 130% tariff on it.
Well,
and all of a sudden, the sweatshop stuff starts being much more expensive in our stores than the stuff made here in the United States, which is how, by the way, it was until the 1980s.
I agree with you ideally, Tom, but the problem is that most government regulatory agencies are under the control of the big corporations. And they're lobbyists, as are most of our government officials. I think we have to take both approaches, but we have to remember, I mean, you mentioned Walmart, but a lot of people are paying a heck of a lot of money for sweatshop-made goods at Nike, and those are not cheap. There are a lot of things. We probably cannot all do the right thing, but enough of us can that it'll turn the corporations around. We're already seeing this. We're seeing that Walmart, in fact, 3.5 years ago was not even talking green. Today they are implementing more green.
Walmart's going green because it makes them money. I mean,
that's what I'm saying.
It saves them money. But it's got nothing to do with. I mean, you know, greenwashing their image is nice, but I don't think that they, you know, that's probably a 5% variable in their decision making process. The 95% was, hey, we can cut our energy costs by 2% by going green, and that 2% over, you know, 1,000 stores represents hundreds of millions of dollars a year.
When did I last see you, Tom? It was at the Chicago Green Festival.
Yeah, it was a couple of weeks ago.
About a couple of weeks ago. You were coming off the stage. I was going on the stage. And out there on that floor, you know, the marketplace, hundreds, perhaps thousands of entrepreneurs that are trying to make things greener and more socially responsible. And I think you wouldn't have seen that. It just started 5 years ago, basically the Green Festivals, and it's taking off. I really think there's a movement across this land.
Oh, I absolutely agree with you, John, and I agree that we should buy with our best intentions. But to mistake our dollars for votes and to say that making economic choices is voting with your dollars, that's not democratic. If anything, it's the opposite. We need to use our democratic processes to change the rules of the game.
Well, I I totally agree with you, but I think it's going to take both. We have to do it through the political process, and we do it through the commercial process, too.
Yeah.
You know, you'd mentioned the Boston Tea Party earlier. But that was the tea taxes, and that was a huge incentive for people like John Hancock to stick their necks in the news, which basically they were doing.
Yeah, that was where economics drove politics, but it was economic self-interest. I think most Americans don't get it yet, and that's why it's so important that they read things like John Perkins' new book, The Secret History of the American Empire, Economic Hitmen, Jackals, and the Truth About Global Corruption. John, thanks for dropping by, and good luck on your book tour as you work your way up into Portland.
Thanks very much, Tom.
Good talking with you. 16 minutes past the hour.
The Tom Hartman Program.
Truth in Broadcasting.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Weekdays on 1480 KPHX.
My home is 70 years old, and so are some of its problems. I was looking for a handyman to seal a leaky sink when I called Brad Schrader. Brad answered the phone himself and set up an appointment for the following day. He was on time and neatly dressed, and I quickly knew how much he enjoyed his job because he wouldn't shut up about it. First, he details all the problems. Then he gives the reasons why the problems need to be fixed. He tells you how much every little thing costs and why it costs that much. He is constantly explaining himself and often explains the explanations. But you know what? He is the perfect gentleman. Brad is nice and just wants to make sure you feel good about the work he's doing. I would recommend Brad without a thought. But next time, I think I'll let him do the work when I'm not home.
Find thousands of unbiased reports and reviews from members in your area on Angie's List. From handymen to electricians, educate your guests at AngiesList.com.
So, do you use an alarm clock and snooze button in the morning, or are you awakened by the blinding Arizona sun? It's Blind Time has your local solution for window treatments, shutters, and blinds for every budget that provide privacy, UV protection, and make your home more energy efficient. Just think about the damage prolonged sun exposure can do to your floors and furniture. Choose from vinyl blinds and wood shutters, or select from an array of green alternatives. It's Blind Time is a proud dealer of eco-friendly, American-made Graber blinds and shutters. Their enviro-friendly window coverings offer an array of beautiful fabrics, which are all tested for indoor pollutants. Graber blinds are green by nature. For all your shutter and blind needs, or for your free no-obligation estimate, call It's Blind Time at 623-594-3670. That's 623-594-3670. Or log on to itsblindtime.com. If you're blinded by the Arizona sunshine, then It's Blind Time. Call It's Blind Time at 623-594-3670 today.
I'm not an attorney and I'm not an accident victim, but I do work with both. My name's Dina Harris. I'm the administrator for the law firm of Osteen & Harrison, and I've worked here for nearly 20 years. Over that time, I've seen thousands of people who've been injured in accidents, and I'm very pleased to tell you that all of them have had their cases handled in a highly professional way, and they were all shown the attention, courtesy, concern, and respect that everyone deserves. The attorneys at Osteen & Harrison have recovered more than $3 billion for our clients. So if you're ever injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, call Osteen & Harrison at 602-252-8888. It's not about getting even. It's about getting you everything you deserve. Call us at 602-252-8888. You can ask for me if you'd like. I'm Dina Harris for Osteen & Harrison, and we'd like to help you.
Do you owe the IRS over $10,000 or have unfiled back taxes? If so, the IRS is looking for you. The IRS is the most brutal collection agency in the world, and this year has just hired a massive amount of new government agents to seize your property, garnish your wages, force you into foreclosure, and even put you in jail. The IRS will stop at nothing. Don't let this happen to you. Call Tax Relief ASAP at 877-222-9044 right now. If you owe owe the IRS $10,000 or more, you may qualify for the 2008 settlement program and get out for pennies of what you owe. But you must act now. Stop worrying, stop looking over your shoulder, and imagine the freedom you could have again. Call Tax Relief ASAP, the most effective tax firm with over 31 years of proven experience. Call Tax Relief ASAP now at 877-222-9044. That's 877-222-9044.
Now more with Tom Hartman on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
I'm waking up at the start of the end of the world, but it's feeling just like every other morning before. Now I wonder what my life is going to mean if it's gone. The cars are moving like a half a mile an hour, and I started staring at the passengers and waving goodbye. Can you tell me what was ever really special about me all this time? But I believe the world is burning to the ground. Oh well, I guess we're gonna find out. Let's see how far we go.
21 minutes past the hour. Looking over at realclearpolitics.com. Where you can just, this is not a partisan site. This is just a, hey, we break out the numbers site. RealClearPolitics.com. The result of the size of Obama's win in Montana last night pushed him over the top with the popular vote. His popular vote total, 17,535,458. This doesn't count caucus states, right? Hillary Clinton, 17,493,836. In other words, he had about 40,000 more votes in the popular vote. Now, that's assuming that you don't count Michigan, which was not supposed to be counted. If you do count Michigan, then Hillary Clinton is ahead by 48,000 votes. But without counting Michigan, Obama, and that's giving Obama zero votes in Michigan. She's ahead by 48,000. If you don't count Michigan, then he wins by 41,622. Fascinating. And one of our listeners emailed and said, maybe this is the second law of thermodynamics. Maybe this is just, you know, time to let the air out. I hope so. I hope so. Barbara in Spicer, New Mexico. Hey, Barbara. Is it Minnesota? New Mexico or Minnesota? I'm sorry, it's Minnesota. I'm doing dyslexia here on the screen.
Okay. Good afternoon. I listened yesterday and heard the one woman in particular talk about not voting at all or voting, doing a write-in for Hillary. Mm-hmm. And it upset me because, among other things, when she ignores the Supreme Court and the necessity of that, we would be handicapped for the next 100 years, I think. I look at the Ledbetter case in particular, because with the Ledbetter case, we're talking about the overturning of precedent, which Alito and Roberts said they wouldn't do when they were being confirmed. And therefore, we can continue pay discrimination,
right,
against gender, against race, against disability, against age. All of those things are involved.
Yes, stare decisis is out the window.
Mm-hmm. And then after that, when Congress tried to straighten it out so that they could go back to the precedent, McCain was not there to vote, but he indicated that he would have opposed it anyway,
right,
because just think of all of the trial cases that could be brought up that way.
Right. How dare we consider litigating against people who've injured us?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, especially if they're corporations. I mean, we can't interfere with profit. I think, Barbara, that you have identified probably one of the biggest issues that we should all be thinking about and be concerned about with regard to the election this fall, and that is the status of corporations in America. John Roberts was a $2 million a year, high-priced, Gucci-wearing corporate lawyer, type. And, one of the real leaders in the movement for corporate personhood in the United States, for the idea that corporations should have as many rights and perhaps, well, not perhaps, and more rights, given the fact that they can live forever, they can accumulate wealth forever, they never have to go through probate, they can own others of their own kind, which we call slavery when we apply it to human species. The corporations should have more rights than persons. And it is frightening, frankly. I mean, there's all these different, I mean, you know, set aside Roe v. Wade if you want. I mean, there's 100 other precedents and cases and situations where the Supreme Court has the ability and, in fact, very much has shaped the nature of America. I mean, you just go back to some of the cases, First National Bank of Boston versus in 87. It's the case that said that a corporation can give money to PACs and things. I mean, there's this whole series of Supreme Court cases that have dramatically enhanced corporate power.
Right. And Alito and Roberts are young.
Yeah. Yeah. The good news, I guess, is that Scalia is in his 70s, although he seems to be the Energizer Bunny of the Supreme Court. Barbara, thank you for the call, and thanks for bringing it up. I appreciate it. Marie in Los Angeles, listening on K-Talk. Hey, Marie.
Hi, it's an honor to speak with you. I just want to let you know I'm a 64-year-old white woman, political junkie since high school when our civics class required us to work for a candidate.
Oh, that's great.
I want to say this to everyone out there. I actually got so emotional last night because just think about this. The Democrats came up with two historical candidates.
Marie, can you hold on for just a second? I'm sorry, I missed the time break on that, and I didn't realize the break was coming. And, you know, once it starts, we can't stop it. Hang on just a second. I'll put you back on when we come back from the break.
Thanks.
It's 27 minutes past the hour. It's the Tom Hartman radio program right here on Air America Radio. Stick around.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program.
Call Tom at 866-303-2270.
The Valley's Progressive Talk, streaming live at 1480kphx.com.
Look, gas prices aren't going down. So here's how you get your mileage up. A, ease up on that gas pedal. B, slow down, because driving hard is even harder on your pocketbook. And C, get over to Advance Auto Parts, where Purolator Premium Plus and Pure One air filters are 25% off. Look, clean filters improve fuel efficiency, engine performance, and air quality. So swing by and drop one in. Offer ends June 28th. Whatever you're working on, Advance will help you keep the wheels turning.
The Red Wings.
Score! That's two!
The Penguins.
Score!
It's the Stanley Cup Final on NBC. Game 6, Wednesday at 8 Eastern.
Short-handed goal for Henrik Zetterberg. Score! Crosby!
Sidney Crosby and the young Penguins have a bright future. But is the future now? The Red Wings have been here before. Can they bring the Cup back to Hockey Town? Game 6 of the Stanley Cup Final on NBC. Wednesday at 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific. The Cup changes everything.
If you thought George Bush was bad when it comes to the use of military force, wait till you see John McCain. So says a big-time Washington insider in The Nation magazine. Want a chilling insight into the soul of the hot-headed warrior who openly warns America?
I'm sorry to tell you, there's going to be other wars.
I'm sorry to tell you there's going to be other wars? You better get The Nation. It's easy. You can sample 4 issues absolutely free. Call 800-999-6863. That's 800-999-6863. Or go to readthenation.com. After 4 weeks, you'll know why The Nation is America's widest read weekly journal of opinion. Editor Katrina Vandenhuvel, John Nichols, Robert Dreyfus, and more take you where the mainstream press will not go. 4 weeks of The Nation free. Then get 20 more weeks, that's 6 months in all, for just $13.95. Or write no thanks on the invoice. Call 800-999-6863. That's 800-999-6863. Or go to readthenation.com.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Obama and Clinton. I'm Ed Donahue. Barack Obama says he talked with Hillary Clinton and he expressed confidence the Democratic Party can unify after a tough primary. Hillary Clinton spoke to Jewish leaders today in Washington.
Let me be very clear.
I know that Senator Obama will be a good friend to Israel.
President Bush is congratulating Barack Obama.
According to Press Secretary Dana Perino, the president thinks Obama's come a long way, but his historic achievement shows America's come a long way, too.
That's AP's Mark Smith at the White House. Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert says the situation in the Middle East is very difficult.
The situation between Israel and its neighbors, the Palestinians, and the other Arab states, is sensitive and complex.
A tractor-trailer loaded with Shiite militia rockets accidentally exploded in a densely populated area of northeast Baghdad, killing 18 people. Oil prices are down while gas prices are up to a new record. Wall Street, the Dow is up 51 points. I'm Ed Donahue.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Forget everything you thought you knew about talk radio. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
As a progressive business owner on a tight budget, you know that spending long hours doing your own bookkeeping can be a real headache. Affording a full-time bookkeeper is costly, even with popular software packages. Concentrating on building your business is what really matters. Hi, this is Carrie with Camelview Accounting Services. As an expert in QuickBooks, I pride myself in office setups, organization, and maintenance through financial statements. In just a few weeks, you will be up and running, and for as little as 4 hours per month, your bookkeeping will stay on track. When tax time rolls around again, you will have a complete package to take to your CPA. The beauty of it is, you won't have to hire a full-time bookkeeper. Call me right now at 480-946-2484. And for a full line of services, please visit my website at camelviewaccounting.biz. That's 480-946-2484, or the website at camelviewaccounting.biz.
Hey, Truth Seekers, here's what happened after Kathy and I had some coffee from superbeans.com. You follow up a good meal with good coffee from superbeans.com. I got to say, Kathy, it's the best coffee I've ever tasted in my entire life. I'm sorry. I free plugs. I don't care.
Look, I'm not going to get upset tonight. I really am not. I'm going to sit here and drink my Kona Peaberry dark roast coffee from Super Beans and just say to hell with it. You know, we'll just talk about it tonight. This is great coffee. Oh, my God.
I'm telling you, this stuff, it's like drinking liquid heaven or something. As Bucky would say in the cartoons, this must be what angels taste like. it's wonderful stuff.
If you haven't gone to this guy's website, shame on you. Do it. Do it. Go there. Superbeans.com. We'll be back after the break. I'm Mike Malloy. Well, with testimonials like that, how can you stop yourselves? Great coffee from Hawaii and around the world. Progressively yours from superbeans.com.
The Jeff Farias Show.
And in order to maintain their lies for the Iraq war and the lies that led us into the war, again, which McClellan has been knocking down, they outed a CIA agent and committed treason. The President of the United States has committed treason. And the information comes to us from his press secretary during that period.
The Jeff Farias Show, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. Randy Rhodes is next at noon, then Jeff Farias at 3 p.m. This is 1480 KPHX.
As I walked out tonight in the mystic garden, the wounded flowers were dangling from the vine. I was passing by a young, cool crystal fountain. Someone hit me from behind. Ain't talking, just walking through this weary world of the world. Hot burning, still yearning.
Well, we're walking and talking here on the Tom Hartman Program, 34 minutes past the hour. In just a moment, Professor Carl Grossman is going to be with us. First, though, Marie, I had missed the time break there before the last break, and you were making a point. I wanted to give you an opportunity to finish it.
Oh, thank you. Yes, my point is a plea to all the Hillary supporters out there who are hurting and feeling bad right now to think, look in the mirror and think about my grandchildren and the children of the world, and we cannot afford to have John McCain elected president. We have to get over this and get, I mean, this is just too hugely important. I mean, I've waited my whole life to either see a black person or a white woman, either way, but my God, I love my grandchildren so much. I cannot face the fact that we would have another George Bush in office. It's just too much for me to bear. I just can't. Yeah. And I just have to say that to everyone out there. Please, just think about that.
Marie, very elegantly said. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And for the heartfelt call. I do appreciate it. Professor Carl Grossman is with us. He's a professor of journalism at the State University of New York College at Old Westbury, the author of several books on nuclear technology, the host of the nationally syndicated TV program Enviro Close-Up. And Professor Grossman, welcome to the program.
A pleasure, Tom.
You recently wrote an op-ed that was published over at commondreams.org suggesting that this climate change legislation that John McCain is quite enthusiastic about, and I'm curious to get your information about where the other candidate, where Barack Obama stands on this as well, but that this Lieberman-Warner bill has buried in it a subsidy for nuclear power, and it's not just any little subsidy like the $20 billion bucks we're giving them right now out in the open. Sir?
It's quite a subsidy. There's a nuclear isn't mentioned in this climate change bill, but in fact, an aide of Joseph Lieberman, Senator Lieberman, has described this bill as the biggest incentive for nuclear power in the history of nuclear power. This was in an Energy Trade Journal a while back, and where this little item is buried is in section 4401 of the bill, which says that not more than 45% of the funds shall be used, and it goes on and on, for power plants that emit no carbon dioxide into the atmosphere. What they've done is tailor-make this provision to, as they see it, nuclear power plants. And the bottom line, according to the accounting of Friends of the Earth, they've gone through the numbers, is that this bill would generate $544 billion, that's with a B, dollars for this new nuclear power drive that the nuclear establishment is on.
That's mind-boggling. You know, on top of Price Anderson protecting them from theoretically trillions of dollars of liability, saving them certainly billions of dollars in insurance costs, Price Anderson Act, the legislation that has allowed the nuclear industry to exist in the United States, which says that if there's a nuclear meltdown, the companies themselves are not responsible. They can't be sued. Instead, you and I are responsible, and we have to pay for the cleanup.
Yeah, in fact, if you go to your local insurance agent and say, I know about Price Anderson, give me a rider for my policy to cut. They won't give. I mean, if it's so safe, why can't you get insurance for it?
Right. You can't.
Unbelievable. And just let me mention, if I could, on this climate, I mean, what they've been looking for, the nuclear establishment, because it's more than just the nuclear industry. It's the nuclear grouping in government, the Department of Energy, all the national nuclear laboratories. They've been there lurking, waiting for an opening, and they think that they have it with climate change, a huge problem. And the claim is that nuclear power plants don't emit greenhouse gases. What they neglect to mention is that the overall nuclear fuel cycle, mining, milling, fuel enrichment and fabrication, reprocessing, has significant greenhouse gas emissions that do contribute to global warming. So it's a hoax. In fact, I did a piece a couple of months back in Extra, the magazine of FAIR, the hoax of nuclear power being a green energy.
Right. Nuclear power plants also use enormous amounts of water and convert a fair amount of that into water vapor, which is also a potent greenhouse gas.
And then the bottom line, of course, is that these things have killed. I've been to Russia several times. I'm quite familiar with the consequences of the Chernobyl accident. We're talking about hundreds of thousands of people who have died as a result of Chernobyl. I did a documentary on Three Mile Island, and Three Mile Island, despite the nuclear propaganda, also killed. And we're talking about a technology here that, whether it's in a catastrophic accident, which is not covered in the United States in terms of people mm-hmm. aren't covered for the damage, or the routine emissions, these nuclear plants constantly produce poisons that are allowed to be emitted to what's called nuclear waste, which are the poisons, these hotly radioactive substances that are developed in the course of fission that have to be safeguarded for millions of years. I mean, this is a life-shortening, a life-threatening technology like we've never seen before in terms of scale.
We're talking with Professor Carl Grossman. Professor, how is it that France is able to produce about 80% of their total electricity with nuclear power? And they claim, at least according to the feel-good puff piece that I saw on one of the networks a month or two ago, they claim that they're reprocessing their waste down to the point of insignificance, and that somehow nuclear waste just is not an issue for them. What am I missing here? I didn't realize that there had been any breakthroughs in nuclear technology.
There's none. I mean, it's baloney. In terms of the waste, what the French have been doing is classification. And that's nice. I mean, for about 700 or 800 years, you can encase some of this hotly radioactive waste in glass. But what about for the rest of the millions of years, what's going to happen? As to the French nuclear program, and I've written about this, and also if listeners want to get more details, go to the website of Beyond Nuclear. That's beyondnuclear.org, and you can get all kind of details about the hoax of the French, the myth that the French nuclear power program has been run safely and well. Beyondnuclear.org. You'll learn about, for example, near La Hague, where their reprocessing facility is, how marine life is just saturated at this point with radiation, and there are major cancer clusters all along that coast. I mean, there has been a huge health impact in France because of its very government-organized nuclear power program.
Now, they're taking their waste and they're mixing it with glassification, and putting it where? I mean, we've had this big debate about, Yucca Flats or whatever it is in Nevada.
Yucca Mountain.
I'm sorry?
Yucca Mountain, yeah.
Yucca Mountain, yeah, thank you. But it still hasn't happened. First of all, you say glassification is only good for 800 years. The half-life of plutonium is what, a quarter of a million? They have to be producing mind-boggling amounts of waste. Where are they putting it?
Well, just quick on plutonium, the half-life of plutonium-239 is 24,500 years.
Thank
Multiply
you.
That by 20, and you have the hazardous lifetime, which is 500,000 years. They're just putting it in the ground and crossing their fingers. We're talking about Yucca Mountain. Yucca Mountain, I mean, there's 69 distinct earthquake fault lines in Yucca Mountain. I mean, there's issues of water getting into this safe nuclear repository and so forth.
Right.
But, I mean...
The French are just like, do they have one giant nuclear depository, or are they creating thousands of small ones all over the country?
No, several. I mean, they've committed themselves to, well, the government committed France to nuclear power, but there's been, go to beyondnuclear.org and you can see the true history of the French nuclear power program.
Right.
Let me mention one other thing, why Lieberman and Warner with McCain are trying to use this opening of global warming and this climate change bill, this carbon credit bill, to get nuclear through. The reason is that Wall Street won't touch nuclear power. In fact, last year, a grouping of, I'm talking about major financial institutions, Citigroup and others, wrote to the Department of Energy saying that the risks are too enormous for Wall Street to take, and without governmental subsidy, governmental support. In other words, they don't only want our lives, they want our money.
Right.
Without public money, this so-called revival, better a relapse would be the word, of nuclear power can't happen. So what Lieberman and Warner have arranged with the vigorous support of McCain, I mean, someone has gotten to McCain and sold them.
Probably one of the lobbyists on his staff. Where does Obama stand on this thing?
Obama, I don't know his position on the climate change bill, but...
Mm-hmm.
I think we have to be very concerned about Obama. I mean, I think what happened last night is so important and so great, but David Axelrod, who is a chief advisor, is a former consultant to Exelon, which is a big nuclear utility.
Yeah.
So we got to have to be concerned. Obama hopefully is open. McCain certainly is.
So we have to hold all of their feet to the fire, no pun intended. Professor Carl Grossman, thanks so much for dropping by, sir. And once again, that website you were mentioning?
It's beyondnuclear.org, and people can check out my website, which is callwithakgrossman.com.
Thank you, sir.
The Tom Hartman Program.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Stephanie Miller at 6 a.m., Tom Hartman at 9, weekday mornings on 1480 KPHX.
You know, not too long ago, I found a leak in my roof, and I got a few estimates from roofing companies in the area. I decided on dry-fit roofing for the job. They began by removing the deck on top of my roof. Then they repaired the leak and quickly rebuilt the deck. But 6 weeks later, the leak that they fixed wasn't fixed. So dry-fit came back to take another look. Only I wasn't home, but they went ahead and removed the deck again anyway, and then replaced another portion of the roof. The wrong portion. So, of course, I called them, and called them, and called them. But I still haven't heard back from Dry Fit Roofing. At the end of the day, it cost me $4,000 for a leaky roof and a destroyed deck.
Find thousands of unbiased reports and reviews from people in your area on Angie's List. Our members share their experiences with each other so that you can choose the service company that's right for your job the first time around. Borrow some experience at AngiesList.com.
This Saturday on About Face, our guest will be Robbie Sherwood from the office of Representative Harry Mitchell. We'll talk about the new GI education bill sponsored by Representative Mitchell and Senator Jim Webb. We'll also discuss the suicide figures put out by the Army and the Veterans Administration. What's causing twice as many of our soldiers to kill themselves than are killed by the enemy? Tune in Saturday at 3 p.m. for the Veterans for Peace show, About Face.
Do skinny soaps make you skinny? Definitely not. SkinnySkinnySoaps.com got its name because they never fatten up their products with cheap fillers or artificial ingredients. Skinny Skinny Soaps are all natural, and they use 96 to 100% certified organic ingredients. So get the skinny at SkinnySkinnySoaps.com. SkinnySkinnySoaps.com also makes a wide range of other exceptional products, too. From lip balms to bath salts to handmade soap dishes and unique gift sets. All are perfect for Mother's Day, Father's Day, birthdays, or simply because you don't like Mondays. What more could you possibly want? Perhaps a 20% discount when you enter the code NOVAM during your checkout? Absolutely. Get the dirt and the discount. Go to www.skinnyskinnysoaps.com.
Introduce your business to the buying power of the LGBT community. Advertising with Equality Arizona is tremendous exposure for your business. Hi, I'm Donna Rossi, host of Equality Arizona Radio every Saturday from 10 to 11 a.m. To learn more about advertising on Equality Arizona Radio, send an email to radio@equalityarizona.org or call Mita at 602-650-0900.
Conscience Collection designer Gary Patak knows diamonds are a girl's best friend, and rubies and sapphires and emeralds. The Conscience Collection has beautiful, authentic diamonds, rubies, sapphires, and emeralds that are grown instead of mined. So they're not harmful to the environment, and all are made in the USA. Indulge yourself or a favorite conscientious, dazzling diva. Visit ConscienceCollection.com and choose from earrings, pendants, bracelets, and rings for women and men. All of Conscience Collection's elegant jewelry is available in 18-karat gold, palladium, and platinum. This anniversary, give the progressive in your life something she really wants, precious diamonds. They're available in a stunning range of yellows, pinks, and blues. Gary Patak's sparkling creations have been featured in Inside Weddings Magazine, Manhattan Bride, Essence Magazine, and this month's issue of Bridal Guide Magazine. View the online show room at ConscienceCollection.com or call 800-782-5112. For jewelry that's compatible with your values, follow your conscience at ConscienceCollection.com.
back to the Tom Hartman Program, live on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
So now we're a nation at permanent war. I can't help but wonder just what it's all for. Are we killing for freedom, or is freedom what's died? You should know the answer if God's on our side. We should know the answer.
9.5 minutes before the hour. Welcome back. Oh, man. 1-866-303-2270, our telephone number. And 152 days and counting. John McCain out there spinning the facts and trying to reinvent himself as Mr. Not Owned by Corporate America, as Mr. Not Who He Actually Is. I mean, it's absolutely mind-boggling. Anyhow, Mark in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Hey, Mark, what's on your mind?
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Just great. What's up?
I listened to the AIPAC speech.
Both of them?
Both by Obama and Clinton.
Uh-huh.
And first of all, Obama's was incredible. He actually, toward the end, started talking about, you know, he wouldn't be there if not for the civil rights workers of the 60s and the Jewish, kids that were in the car and got killed and all that kind of stuff. And it was very, very inspirational. He got a nice standing ovation.
Mm-hmm.
As far as Hillary is concerned, I personally didn't think it was anything disrespectful as far as Barack was concerned. I was hoping she would take that time to, concede the election, but unfortunately she didn't. I don't think it was any different than what we heard last night.
Yeah, I think the slam on her that I related early on in the show, and I have since retracted and perhaps should even apologize for just grabbing something out of a chat room and tossing it out in the air like that. Something I very, very, very rarely do, is the trolls are starting to come out. You know, it is, I talked about this yesterday, how we had to, back in 2004, we actually had to put if you want to get into our message boards and leave a message, you have to register with a credit card just so that we could, once we found people who were paid trolls, who were working for the RNC and who were being paid anywhere from 10 to 50 cents a post to post on blogs, depending on how important or famous or whatever the blogs were, that we had to have a way to say, okay, this person definitely is locked out, for good. And because they were just there to be paid disruptors. And I think it's starting to happen all over the place. I don't know. Maya, thanks for the call, though, and thanks for the heads up on that. I appreciate it. Maya in Woodstock, New York. Hey, Maya.
Hi, Tom. I'm not a troll.
Bless you. Thank you.
I'm an Obama supporter, and I'm not upset about what Hillary did last night, and I'm not bitter about what she did either. We had a great party here with all the Obama supporters. But I do have one little insight that I have not heard anyone discussing, and I think that this is about money, and I don't mean that in a slanderous way. I believe that Hillary, like you, was right to stay in the race until the very last primary. But I also thought that she would elegantly unite the party last night with her speech. But I thought that she was actually starting to go there because she named every type of person who supported her. And I thought, okay, she's drawing them in. She's drawing them in. But what she ended up doing is directing them to her website. And I think this is about the fact that she needs to raise a lot of money.
To repay her campaign debts, you're talking.
That's right. And when you go to either candidate's website, the first thing that comes up is the donation page. So anybody that Hillary, invited to give their opinions to her last night are first going to see a donation page.
Yeah.
And I really think that that is part of her calculation. I mean, I agree with you. Until we can walk a mile in someone else's moccasins, we don't know why they do what they do. But talking about calculations, I think this is part of a calculation. It's her last big opportunity to really get a lot of hits on her website and raise some money. And
if that's the case, Maya, then that saddens me as well. That and you know, her last opportunity on a major national stage with huge wall-to-wall press coverage to unite the country, and she used it to try to pay down some of her campaign debt. I hope it's not that crass. I really do. And we'll probably never know. I don't know. Maybe, you know, I'm really liking the theory that several of our callers and some folks in the chat room have proposed that you know, she's going through those you know, the stages of grief that we talked about yesterday. As are many of her supporters, and that she hasn't completed the process, and that we're just going to have to go along with her on this ride for a couple of days. And, you know, we'll see where it is. But, you know, Ed Rendell came out today and said, hey, I don't care if you've got 18 million voters or not. You don't negotiate with somebody who just won. You know, Barack Obama won. You don't engage in negotiations. He's the winner. He makes the choices now. That would be like Al Gore after the Supreme Court decision saying to Bush, okay, let's negotiate what, you know, fill in the blank. You have an election, you have a winner and a loser. It's a very stark process, but, you know, that's the way it is.
Yeah. Just one quick thing. Obama came out on the AP today, and when he was asked about what she did last night or what she didn't do last night, he's quoted as saying she was understandably focused on her supporters.
Understandably what?
She was understandably focused on her supporters.
I still missed that word.
Oh, the reporter had asked him what he thought of her speech last night,
and the fact
that she didn't concede.
She was understandably, what was the word on her supporters?
Focused.
Oh, focused. I'm sorry. Yeah. I thought I was hearing a Yiddish word. okay. And that's, you know, definitely giving her the benefit of the doubt. I will do more of that as time goes on here, too. Maya, thank you very much for the call. Great to hear from you. And tomorrow we'll be doing our show live from the United Nations. Be sure and check it out. We'll look forward to talking with you then. And don't forget, my friends, no matter what, don't ever forget. It's not enough just to vote. Democracy begins with you. Activism begins with you. Get out there. Get active. Tag your it. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
For exclusive audio archives and more information, visit TomHartmanRadio.com.
The Red Wings.
Score! That's it!
The Penguins.
Score!
It's the Stanley Cup Final on NBC. Game 6, Wednesday at 8 Eastern.
Short-handed goal for Henrik Zetterberg. Crosby!
Sidney Crosby and the young Penguins have a bright future. But is the future now? The Red Wings have been here before. Can they bring the cup back to Hockey Town? Game 6 of the Stanley Cup Final on NBC. Wednesday at 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific. The cup changes everything.
Gas costs a fortune these days, so protect your investment with a locking fuel cap from your local Napa Auto Parts store. Starting at just $6.99, our locking fuel caps protect your vehicle from theft and vandalism. Plus, if your current cap is loose or damaged, you could be losing valuable fuel through evaporation. So stop into your local Napa Auto Parts store and make sure your fuel stays where it belongs with a secure Napa locking fuel cap. Napa, get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff!
I was lucky enough to find out about Laurel Langmire. Since then, I own 16 investment properties. I have a C-Corp, an S-Corp. I have 6 LLCs.
Free yourself from the daily grind of your 9-to-5 job.
My experience in the first 4 months, I walked away with almost $300,000.
Laurel Langmire has personally coached hundreds of entrepreneurs into financial freedom.
Laurel and her team blew me away, and I went, I got to work with this lady.
Laurel teaches you how to live in a wealth cycle and stay there. A master of customized one-on-one guidance, Laurel Langmire can place you on the road to financial independence.
Hi, I'm Laurel Langmire. Creating wealth is not as difficult as you may think. If you're ready to turn your financial dreams into reality, then I want you to have my Extreme Money Makeover CD for free.
Call now for this limited time special offer. Get Laurel's Money Makeover CD and her best-selling book, The Millionaire Maker. Both the book and the CD for free. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Call 800-937-6154. 800-937-6154.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Barack Obama begins his campaign for the White House as the presumptive Democratic nominee. In a speech before a pro-Israel lobbying group in Washington, he criticized John McCain for his approach to Iraq and Iran.
Senator McCain and others offers a false choice: stay the course in Iraq or cede the region to Iran. I reject this logic because there is a better way. Keeping all of our troops tied down indefinitely in Iraq is not the way to weaken Iran. It is precisely what has strengthened it.
There is also word today that Obama has asked Caroline Kennedy and two others to help in the search for his running mate. Politico senior editor David Mark says he thinks Virginia Governor Tim Kaine would be on a short list.
I think he's going to get a hard look, particularly because Virginia is so important for the Democrats to win this time around.
Among the others Obama may be looking at are Indiana Senator Evan Bayh and Kansas Governor Kathleen Sebelius. Meanwhile, John McCain is already calling on Obama to discuss the issues in a series of town hall-style debates.
This morning I sent Senator Obama a letter inviting him to join me in town hall meetings around the country.
He's proposing a total of 10 such debates between now and the Democratic convention in August. President Bush is meeting today with Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert and is trying to reassure Israelis who are worried about the U.S. commitment to keeping Iran from obtaining nuclear weapons.
Iran is an existential threat to peace, and it's very important for the world to take the Iranian threat seriously, which the United States does.
Today's talks also focused on Israel's attempt to negotiate peace with the Palestinians. Meanwhile, the Palestinian president is calling for talks with Hamas, that after insisting for months that the militants give up control of the Gaza Strip first. Oil today is trading at less than $123 a barrel, and on Wall Street, the Dow is now down about 50 points. This is AP Radio News. Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke says he does not believe the United States will experience the out-of-control prices seen with the 1970s oil shocks. His assessment came in a